High school football is on the air on 1230 KHAS. This is the Coach's Pregame Show, brought to you by Custom Pack at 601 West J Street in Hastings, where you're a neighbor, not a number. Now, let's go to the field for tonight's game.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to high school football tonight on 1230 KHIS on the road with Hastings High. The Tigers in Crete getting set to take on the Cardinals tonight. As we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Charlie Shoemaker, and coach sitting at 3-1 on the season. Got to be happy with the way this team is playing right now.
Yeah, I think we're progressively each week we're getting better, and that's obviously what we want to do. And you know, now you start district play, and I think everything has to kind of rise up another level.
What about the district? It looks tougher, as tough as usual.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really a difficult district. I would say you'd be hard-pressed to find a district from top to bottom that's as even as ours. And I just think the next four or five games, it just whoever's going to play well and not turn the ball over and do the things they need to do to win the game is going to be the one to win. So, you know, opportunity is there, but we've got to make sure we get better too.
Last week, I had an easy time with Gehring, got off to a slow start, but once you got things rolling, you had three touchdowns in the second quarter, three touchdowns in the third.
Yeah, you know, it's been interesting in every game with our offense, with what we have. You're trying to kind of dissect and diagnose the first quarter, how people are going to play you, because hasn't been what they've been showing on film. Probably because of the personnel that we have. And so we kind of expect that, and we just know, you know, we've got to kind of find where we want to attack a little bit, depending on what they're going to do. And so it took us a little bit to do that and really figure out what they were doing. And once we did that, we settled in and did some good things.
Are you content with the slow starts? Can you manage that, or are you looking for something to get off to a better start?
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously, if you can get off to a real fast start and so hopefully as the season kind of progresses, you get a better idea of what people are doing and trying to do against you. But you want to get off to a really good start on both sides of the ball, all phases. I think that's real important, especially as you get down here in these tougher games. You can't afford to get off to a bad start and turn the ball over and things like that.
Last week against Gehring, a great night offensively, 437 yards of offense, had 279 throwing the ball. Got off to a slow start again throwing, but again, it picked up as the game wore on.
It did, you know, and actually in the first quarter, you know, I think we drove it all the way down. We had a fumble. Then the next drive, and we had a couple drop passes. So, I mean, it was kind of some things that we can control. And so that kind of reiterates my point of getting off to a good start. You know, those are the things you got to be ready for, and making those catches early on. I mean, you're going to have drops throughout the game, but you know, early you want to really be hitting on all cylinders when you're going against a good team.
Had some success rushing the football, 158 yards on the ground. Had some yards between the tackles. That's something that we've kind of struggled with in the first three games of the season.
Yeah, that's been a real focus for us, is to try to get our interior run game going, because I just feel like the closer you get to November, October, you just don't know what the weather's going to be like. I mean, it's Nebraska. You know, there's going to be games where it's not going to be great. So we wanted to get that going, so we've really been working hard on that. I think a lot of it is our line is really starting to gel a little bit. You know, that this will be the fifth game that they played together. And so we're starting to see some things there, some signs that maybe we're going to be able to get that running game going a little bit.
Jared Sinek got the ball downfield. He had the touchdown throws of 36, 40, 41, and 50 in the ball game. So you had some success getting the ball down the field. What'd you like? What'd you see there?
Well, a lot of it that I liked, you know, in the first three games, we hadn't connected on a lot of those. We probably were under 50% on those deep passes. That really changes how a defense is going to play you. And so, you know, when you come into a game and they know you have that deep threat, then all of a sudden now you can work the stuff underneath and then maybe kind of clear out the box and run the ball a little bit better. So, and then take your chances, take your shots when you get them. So it was good to see us connect on those, and we've got to continue to do that if we want to be a really good football team.
Defensively, you throw the shutout and limited Gehring to just a few yards in the second half. What about the defense? What did you like about the defense last week?
Well, what I really liked was, you know, we really kind of got back to when we played McCook. We were flying around. We had a lot of hats to the ball. And for the most part, everybody was doing their responsibility. And it was an option team, which we're going to see again tonight with Crete. So we had a couple times where we broke down and they got a couple chunk plays. But for the most part, we were real dialed in on our option responsibilities. And that's going to be important tonight.
Did we get away from that after that McCook win? Did we get away from some things defensively?
Yeah, we kind of talked, you know, a few weeks ago when we played Scott's Bluff. We kind of changed and went back. We thought maybe we needed to get a little bit bigger in size and match up front with the line. And I think we learned a little bit of a lesson there. You know, it's just we got to get our best athletes on the field, and that was the biggest thing that we probably took from that game was and so we've really started to roll with our four-man front and getting all of our athletic guys out there and just trying to get guys to the ball and make sure we tackle well.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Crete as our pregame show continues after this.
Where you're a neighbor, not a number, we're Custom Pack.
This week at Custom Pack of Hastings, get lean boneless butterfly pork chops, only $2.77 a pound. A 35-ounce bag of frozen wing drumettes, only $4.88 each. And USDA select whole beef briskets, only $3.49 a pound. It's all at Custom Pack of Hastings.
At Custom Pack, you're a neighbor, not a number.
Back with Hastings High head coach Charlie Shoemaker. His Tigers on the road tonight here in Crete as they get set to take on the Cardinals. Coach, a bunch that are sitting at 2-2 in the season, but they got some athletes on this team.
Yeah, they do. You know, I don't know that the record really speaks that of what they really could be. They've got some really good potential with their skill guys, and they've got some good kids up front as well. So, you know, and they run the option, so you're going to have to be dialed in on defense to make sure we're on our responsibilities because they do have guys that can make you pay if you don't do things right. So defensively, they do a good job. They're very aggressive. So, you know, we're going to have to make sure we kind of take care of the ball and move the ball up and down the field and take our opportunities when we get them.
Offensively, it looks like a team that wants to rush the football, but they got a quarterback that looks like he can throw it too.
Yeah, you know, they'll kind of get you in their two-back sets a little bit, but then they'll take shots with their tall receivers. So, you know, we're going to have to be real dialed in on where a couple of their guys are and get our matchups that we want defensively so that we can stop that.
You mentioned their running backs. They got three guys right around 200 yards of rushing. So it's not just one guy. It looks like a team that wants to rush the football.
Yeah, I mean, it's by committee for sure. They've got two or three guys, that, you know, the quarterback and then two running backs that can do a lot of things with the football. And, you know, they've got some skill guys that kind of remind us of ourselves a little bit. So, you know, we're going to have to really be good with our angles and make sure we're getting a lot of hats to the ball to get them to the ground.
Zach Frye is the quarterback for Crete. What have you seen about him?
Well, he's a three-year starter, you know, and he's a good athlete. He's a state qualifier in the track meet, you know, state track meet, and plays basketball as well. So he's been doing it for a long time, and he's real calm and collected in the pocket and does a good job with his feet when things break down. So that's always a challenge when you have a dual threat, and, I mean, we have one ourselves. So, I mean, we count on that when we go into a game, and he'll be a challenge for us.
Kind of makes preparation a little easier when you see this stuff all week long, doesn't it?
Well, and Jarrett runs our scout team on a lot of times during the week, so that certainly helps when he's running that, and he gives us as good of a look as we're going to probably see every week. So it's good to have him doing that.
You mentioned their defense, very aggressive. They got four interceptions. They've got seven fumbles so far this year. So they kind of live on forcing turnovers.
They do, and you know they'll blitz from a lot of different areas and try to catch you off guard. They're just real aggressive, and you know sometimes that can work against them a little bit. So you've got to make sure you get the right play calls in and the right things that you want, the right alignments, so you can get those things to work against them a little bit. So that's going to be our plan.
Coach, as we start district play here tonight and kind of make the stretch run, where's this team have to get better to maybe make a run of things this year?
Well, we've talked the last 2 weeks. It's just, you know, constant focus in the game and in practice. You know, what did you do wrong or what's your job, what's your assignment, and making sure you're doing that all the time. Because as we get in these tougher games, that's going to be the most important thing because every play is really going to matter when you get down to these games, and our kids need to understand that.
Okay, good luck tonight.
Thanks.
Charlie Shoemaker, head coach for Hastings High. Stick around. Starting lineups in the play-by-play description up next. Hastings in Crete tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Coach's Pregame Show, brought to you by Custom Pack at 601 West J Street in Hastings, where you're a neighbor, not a number. Stay tuned. Play-by-play is up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS.
Mary Lanning's been a very successful hospital in the area, a long-standing service to the community for over 100 years now. One of the important things that set Mary Lanning apart is its focus on safety and service to the community. My family grew up in this area. My parents both went to Hastings High School and my grandparents lived in the town. So I think it's part of the culture here in the Midwest. So I think it just is carrying over from the culture in this area to being practiced through the hospital. I liked the idea of coming to a smaller community and providing the service that a neurosurgeon can provide. It means that the patients have the confidence that they can get high-level treatment at their local hospital. My name is Dr. Scott Bell. I'm a neurosurgeon at Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration.
High School Football is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
Welcome to High School Football tonight on 1230 KHAS, on the road with the Hastings High Tigers tonight as Hastings gets set to take on the Creek Cardinals as we begin district play for the football season of 2019. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. Jimmy Purcell, still on IR, but he's back in the broadcast booth with us here tonight as the Tigers get sent to take on Crete. Hastings High off to a good start. The Tigers sitting at 3-1 on the season. Open up the year with an exciting win on the road out in McCook. Beat the Bison 30-7, came back and lost to Scott's Bluff. Did not play very well at home and lost to the Bearcats 47-12. But since then, Tigers have come back and picked up a couple of nice wins, beating Alliance on the road 35-7, then knocking off Gehring last week by the score of 45-0. Hastings racking up some big numbers, 400 yards plus in that ball game offensively. Against the Bulldogs last week, they had 253 yards passing, 137 yards rushing. But they're going to see a very talented football team here tonight in Crete. They have a record of 2 wins and 2 losses on the season. They knocked off Lexington in their season opener by the score of 33-14. Then lost 2 games to Norris, 35-14, and to Plattsmouth, 41-15. They came back and beat South Sioux City last week by the score of 43-6. Crete, a team that wants to rush the football. They play an option attack here tonight. They're averaging about 184 yards per ball game rushing. They're passing for about 116 yards. So good matchup here tonight. Hastings High on the road here in Crete, getting set to take on the Crete Cardinals. And Jimmy, you're a warrior. You're still got the arm in a sling, but looking good here after your 1 week on hiatus, so to speak, but it's time for football here at district play tonight.
Tell you what, you just got to grab your lunch pail and you got to go to work no matter how bad the pain is. But hey, I'm off the pain meds, which is good, but unfortunately I got to stay in this contraption for another 3 weeks. I will see Doc Cahoy next Friday, so we'll get an update on where that's at. I have noticed over the weekend, though, after I got my bandage off, that I have staples and not stitches, which I'm pretty excited to realize I have them in my shoulder. But we'll get through this. I'm moving up, though. I'm able to carry your player board up here, and you finally get to tote all the luggage up here. That's what I thought. The only reason I was brought along to these games is the grunt to carry everything to and from the vehicle. But you look good doing that tonight. But talk about the game tonight, Mike. Nice atmosphere. We're going to get used to this. We'll be right back here in this same facility again tomorrow for the Hastings and Doan game at 1 o'clock. But let's look at this game at hand. Hastings really rolling up, as you said, some big numbers, playing very well. They got upended by Scott's Bluff, which I think is a tremendous football team. And you talk to Charlie and some other people around the area, they think they are a threat again to make a run deep in the Class B playoffs. But again, Charlie's squad really playing well. They've kind of come to realize which the guys are really stepping up and playmakers. You look at the running backs and wide receivers, it's kind of the same guys because they like to spread the ball around. Jarrett Sinek having a great year with just one pass, according to my numbers. One pass for a yard gain, you'll be a 1,000-yard passer. Is that what you've got?
I got that. Yep.
I got him at 999, so 9 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Sinek has not really made a lot of mistakes. Again, just really orchestrating the offense very good. So Charlie's got to be completely very happy with his offense. Defensively, they're going to get tested with a strong rush game here tonight. They've got a couple of guys. Their quarterback, Zach Fry, he's a good one, 457 yards through the air, but he likes to run the football as well, and he's got a guy back there we'll talk about here after the playing of our national anthem.
right, the playing of the National Anthem. Temperature at game time, 67 degrees tonight. We've got a partly cloudy sky. Wind's going to be a little bit of a factor, Jimmy, out of the northeast at about 12 miles per hour. So I think the first time all season long, it feels like football weather tonight. A little chill in the air tonight.
Going to be, and again, going to continue on through tomorrow as well. And then you look at the forecast on down the line, a warm-up for a couple of days, but then by next weekend, back down there again. But, again, a good game here tonight. 2-2 Crete, 3-1 Hastings. Again, we talked about Zach Fry, the quarterback. He's a pretty good athlete out there. Fry coming in at 190 pounds, and then Bridger, they're a running back, 185 pounds. So a couple solid guys. And you look at the roster, man, they're laced with some pretty big cats up front. So Hastings High is going to have to put some pressure on the rush attack tonight. That's really where Crete has been able to chew up some yardage. 184 on the ground, averaging coming in, and 116 through the air, or around 300 yards of total offense. Their one go-to guy is Zach Turner. He's got six balls for 257 and four touchdowns. Hastings will line up on our right side here on the radio dial. They will kick it away. I did not see the coin toss. We were so happy to see our officials get here. Our old buddies are here. You know, you're really getting up there when you get a scheduling text from one of the officials saying, these are the games we're going to. Where will we match up? And I seen this on the schedule, and lo and behold, look who we got right down in front of us. The very sleek and slender Craig Roop, my old college buddy. We've talked about him a lot, but he'll be down in front of us. Going to be a good game here. Sun just going down, and we're underway here in Crete.
All right, there's the kickoff. This is going to go to Weiland on the far side for Crete at the 10-yard line. Brings it back to the center of the field, 15, and he spilled at the 15-yard line. We'll get you the field conditions. We're on the artificial turf here at the home of the Doan University Tigers, Alpapic Field. So perfect field conditions here tonight. The field conditions brought to you by New View Real Estate of Hastings. If you're buying or selling a home, let Ann, Dana, Connie, or Dee help you out. Let our family help your family at New View Real Estate of Hastings. So a rushing attack here for the Crete Cardinals, led by Zach Fry. He's going to come up on the very first play here and send two wide receivers on to the right side and one to the left. Man will come in motion. Fry is going to hand the ball away, but we got an illegal procedure. So that didn't take long for our fine officiating crew that we so know and love. We're 9 seconds into the ball game, and we get our first penalty flag.
You know, I sent a signal down to him, and you seen it. I told him to tuck that flag deep in his shorts. Obviously, he hadn't done that. That come from our side judge here in Rupor. First penalty flag against Crete will cost them 5 yards. They'll push the ball back to the 10-yard line where they'll take their first snap here.
All right. It's going to be there's another
penalty
flag.
Now the other line judge.
Two snaps of the ball and two illegal procedure calls here. Zach Fry has been their quarterback all season long, so it's not like they're trying to get used to a different quarterback, but they've tried to run two plays, illegal procedure or illegal motion on both of them. They've been penalized 10 yards here, and we still got, 10 seconds into the ball game. They are pushed back here to the 7-yard line. First down and 20 yards to go here for Crete. So the Hastings High defense foaming at the mouth here. There's a sweep plan to the left side, running with a football there. Little, if any, running room over there is going to be a Bridger. Bridger gets it out to about the 9-yard line, maybe to the 10. They'll give him 3 yards into play. Second down, 17 yards to go as the Crete is backed up here in their opening possession of the ball game, just 30 seconds into the contest.
Yeah, I got to take the football all the way out to about the 26-yard line to get a first down. We'll give Bridger a couple of yard gain there. Bridger, by the way, 60 totes this year, 210 yards, one touchdown as he'll be off the left hip of his quarterback in Zach Fry.
Fry backs up. He's going to survey the field. Now runs with it to the right side. Still got the ball. Throws it down the right sideline. The ball is going to be incomplete. It's off of the fingertips of Zach Turner. Back there in coverage for Hastings High was Austin Nauert. Ball was thrown a little bit too far. Incomplete pass. Fry throwing the football has completed 40% of his passes this year. Crete really doesn't want to throw the ball. They are 23 out of 57 so far this season. 457 yards. Fry's got four touchdowns, no interceptions so far this season. But now they're looking at a passing situation here at third down. We'll call it 15 yards to go, at least 15 from their own 10-yard line. Two wide receivers now Splitting out to the right side. They're going to throw the ball the exact same play, and that's going to be overthrown as well. Again, trying to get the ball over here to Zach Turner. Again, back in coverage for Hastings, Austin Nauert. So two very similar plays, Jimmy, and that one was overthrown as well. Good job by Nauert.
Yeah, had a great job. The play before, Nauert did a great job utilizing the out-of-bounds there. Just kind of kept running in stride and forced the receiver out-of-bounds without a out-of-touch. And that one there, that was just grossly overthrown. And now punt. Situation for Creed. Hastings, high look at this. Unless something strange happens, the punt will be about 3 yards deep in the end zone. He'll get this off, but Hastings going to get some good field position out of this. Get away from that one.
Yeah, not a very good kick either. It's not going to make the 30-yard line. He had to punt from his own end zone. The ball did not get out to the 30-yard line. They're going to spot the football at the 28-yard line. That's where Hastings High will have their opening possession at the Crete 28-yard line. So a couple of mistakes on the Crete offense with illegal procedures put him in a hole, and now the Hastings High Tigers in a golden situation here. First down and 10. They'll start their first drive of the ball game at the Crete 27-yard line. Jared Sinek is the quarterback for Hastings High. He's had a sensational year so far. Sinek's going to go to work. He throws it. It's caught here at the 22, across the 20. Still on his feet, down to the 17-yard line. Braden Cavillage on the reception there for the Hastings High Tigers. Brought down defensively by Will Wentz, the quarterback here on the left side for Crete. Wentz, a 5'10", 150-pound junior. That was a pickup of 9 yards in the play for Hastings High. They have moved the ball down to the 19-yard line here. Actually closer to the 18. Second down and a yard for Hastings. Wide receiver is at Nordby, split out wide to the right side. You've got Shoemaker, Cavillage coming to the left side of the formation. Shoemaker goes in motion. They fake the ball to him. Sinek with the ball. Sinek's got the Crozier Park Pharmacy first down as he brings it across the 15 to the 13-yard line. We'll sneak in some starting lineups for you, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Jared Sinek at quarterback. You're going to have Carson Shoemaker, Zade Widener in the backfield, the tight end, Austin Nauert, Braden Cavillage, the wide receiver, Nate Dornby on the other side for Hastings High. First down and 10, Tigers with the ball from the 13-yard line. Now they fumble the football, and I think Crete is on top of it. No, Sinek came up with it. Sinek got down to the bottom of the stack. He recovers the fumble from his center, Justin Musgrave. So that could have been disaster right there, but Sinek falls on top of the football back here at the 14-yard line. A loss of about a yard and a half. We'll call it second down and 12.
Yeah, good play there by Sinek just to get the football back. That bounced into the hands of a Crete Cardinal, but he was able to wrestle it away from him and only lost a couple of yards. So Hastings looking at a second and 12. Ball pushed back to the 14-yard line.
Man comes in motion again. Sinek sprints out the other way. Sinek with the ball, holds it, now throws it. It's going to be overthrown. Overthrown in the end zone there. The intended receiver there for Hastings High was Nate Nordby, one of the wide receivers. Now the Tigers looking at third down and 12. The offensive line for Hastings, Musgrave at center, Blake Davis and Elvin Morara at the guard positions. Leifold Teen and Grant Beard will be at tackle tonight for Charlie Shoemaker and the Tigers. Hastings High, their opening possession of the ball game. Third down, 12 yards to go. Hastings with the ball to Crete, 14-yard line. Just underway, 9:15 to play here in the first quarter. Here's Sinek running with the ball. Sinek across the 10. Sinek gets it down to about the 9-yard line. He's going to be short of the first down. Sinek is brought down there. Tackle is made by Zach Fry, the safety coming up to make the stop for the Crete Cardinals. Now Hastings looking at fourth down. Fourth down and about 7 yards to go, maybe closer to 6 yards. They're going to put it down here at the 9-yard line. We'll see what head coach Charlie Shoemaker likes to do here. We're going to have a field goal try coming up here for Hastings High. This is Briar Minky coming to the ball game. He is 4-for-4 on field goals so far this year. This is going to be a 26-yard field goal attempt. Well within his range, his longest this year has been 35 yards. So this will be a 26-yard field goal attempt. Ball is down. The kick is up. It's simply long enough. Heading for the uprights. The arms go up, and Hastings High is on the board. Hastings High gets a field goal in their opening possession of the ball game. 8 minutes and 20 seconds to play first quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings High 3, Crete nothing.
Five Points Bank of Hastings. Safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we've listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings.
KHAS.
Purcell back here in Crete tonight, high school football. So Hastings High kind of takes advantage of a couple of mistakes on Crete's offense. Put the Cardinals back in their own territory. Hastings got great field position. Five plays, 20 yards. They got a 26-yard field goal, and the Tigers are on the board here. 3-0 is the score early in this football game.
Well, obviously, Charlie and his staff would have loved to put a 6 on the board and then added the extra point, but fumble down there inside the 10-yard line kind of cost the Tigers, but they do come away with points. They'll kick this off. It'll be fielded. The numbers on our side at the 10.
Back to the 15, 20, 25 still on his feet, and Zach Turner is going to be bounced out of bounds here on the Crete sideline. Crete dressed in their white pants, their red tops here tonight. Hastings High in their all whites, or actually their white tops and their gray bottoms with their black trim here tonight. Crete will start this drive a little bit better field position than they had on the first drive. We'll see what they can do with the football. They'll start the drive with a 26.
They had decent field position to start, but then a couple of quick penalties right out of the gate before they even got a snap put them back inside the 10-yard line. But they'll start here at their own 26-yard line, trailing 3-0 to Hastings.
Zach Fry, the cornerback, two wide receivers onto the left side. Now a man comes in motion. They're going to pitch the ball back to him there at the 25 to the 30 to the 31, 32-yard line. Jackson Wyland was coming back in motion, and just as he got to the quarterback, he stopped and turned around and went back the other way to pitch the ball out to him. And Wyand picks up about 6 yards in a play, second down and 4. Ball is sitting at the 32-yard line of Crete.
Wyand, he's a good guy out there on the edge. He's just a sophomore, 9 catches, 124 yards coming in, but he picks up a quick 6 there, second down and 4.
Fry hands the ball away. That time, the running back is going to be hit, and down he goes. Tigers right there defensively. It's Evan Morera getting the stop there on the running back for Crete. I think that was Nigel Bridger running the football there. A loss of a couple of yards on the play. Good job by Morera, the inside linebacker for the Tiger defense. Third down here. Third down at about 7 yards to go. Crete with the ball now. They're going to put her down at the 27-yard line.
Another good opportunity here for the Tiger defense to get off the field, get the football back into their defense, be a couple of three and out forced here if they can come up with a big play. Again, third down at about 7.
Play action pass. Fry wants to throw. He throws it downfield. That ball is going to be incomplete. I don't see a penalty flag. Good defense by Braden Cavillage all over the receiver out there at the 50-yard line. But no penalty flags out there in the pattern. Where's Trevor Malone? Malone, a 6'1", 175-pound senior, could not come up with a ball. So Crete is going to have to punt the football away again. The Tigers are already out on top of this ball game by a score of 3-0.
Tigers will send Nordby and Nauert back deep. They'll stand right around there, oh, in between the 35-40-yard line to field this kick. Again, leading 3-0 in this ball game with 6:55 left to go here in quarter number one from a very beautiful evening in Crete.
Wyand is the punter here for Crete. Now they got a
late addition.
Yeah, a late man coming in here.
Try that name.
I'm glad he's on the line.
That's Schmeck Pepper.
All right, now we got a penalty flag down as I think they took too long or somebody is moving up front.
Awesome. Braden Schmeck Pepper.
Yeah, he's a sophomore.
I seen that this week. I've had plenty of time to do prep work, and I tried to say that several times, and you don't want to try to get tongue-tied on that.
Well, now Schmeck Pepper, he's off of the field, and he was supposed to be on, and then he wasn't, and now he's back off.
Yeah, going to cost him another 5. That's 3 penalties already here in the football game for Crete. Now the return guys for the Tigers, they move inside the 40-yard line. He'll get this off, but again, another just straight up in the air punt. Get away from this. Okay. Yeah, he got a good kick out of it. Going to be around midfield.
It's going to roll out to midfield. So that's going to be a 26-yard kick. Again, they had a short punt on the first one. There's just a little bit of a wind blowing here. When I say northeast at about 12 miles per hour.
But kind of into it. You remember, this field sets in here a little bit to the northeast, the southwest. We were making fun of the white cap, Jimmy Langan, out there directing traffic before the football game. And this field does set in here kind of at an angle. Again, this is where Doan and Hastings will square off tomorrow. We're right at home until tomorrow afternoon.
Here's a throw over here to the near side. It's going to be caught to 47, spinning away to the 45. They fumble the football. It is loose. Let's see if he was down. The official's right there. It's a fumble on Hastings. Garth Jones was the guy who made the reception. He tried to get away from his defender. Spun at the 45-yard line and then dropped the football. Tried to get back on top of it. He did not. It was recovered by Crete. So Hastings blows some great field position, and they give the ball back to the Cardinals at the 42-yard line.
Yeah, just mistakes by Hastings High. Again, the fumble down there when they were very deep in Cardinal territory. And this in here, they get a nice swing pass set out there to
Jones.
Jones. I don't want to call him Garth Brooks. We've done that before. But anyway, coughs up the pig, and yeah, Crete takes over. Well, officially spotted down to the 43-yard line.
All right, that's going to be the Crete 43. Cardinals working left to right here in the first quarter of play. Fry's got the ball, sprints out left side, throws the ball downfield. He's got a man out there, and he drops the ball down here at the Hastings High 15-yard line. He had it in his hands. That was Jackson Wyan. Had it in his hands. That was 6 points, Jimmy.
I was trying to get a number on who was back there defensively for Hastings High. I think that was Cavillage back there deep. Yes, it was. Him and Zade Widener having a talk out there at about the 30-yard line. Somebody broke down there. They were peeking. And, boy, a great play-action pass. If the receiver makes that, they're celebrating over here in the end zone. That was 6 points easily. Falls incomplete. Bring up second down and 10.
Ball is at the 43-yard line. That's the Crete 43. Zach Fry, your quarterback. Wide receivers go left and right. Couple of running backs in the backfield. They keep the ball on the ground. Bridger trying to slide through there, and he got to the 44, where he is brought down in the play. Pick up of a yard on the play. That's old Max Johnson, big old Max Johnson, into the stop there for Hastings High. Johnson is 6'4", 285-pound sophomore. For the Tiger defense, it has been playing extremely well all season long.
Yeah, they really have, except for that Scotts Bluff game. But, again, Scotts Bluff is a powerhouse. They just pound it right at you. They're big and physical, and they got some fast backs. But that's really been the only game this Tiger defense has struggled. And they'll be faced against a third down and 9 here for Crete.
Fry sprints out right side. His pass is going to be off of the fingertips again of Jackson Wyan. That would have been a first down, but he drops it out of bounds, and Crete will have to punt for the third time already here in the first quarter. Jackson Wyan is a 5'9", 160-pound sophomore. He's their leading receiver on this team at 21 catches, actually 9 receptions for 124 yards. He also rushed the ball 21 times for 197 yards. So he's kind of their all-purpose guy out there, but he's dropped a couple of big passes here in the first quarter. There's the punt, a little bit better this time. Hastings will grab it here at the 20, back to the 25, to the 30. Run out of bounds at the 35-yard line. That's Jones. Jones bringing the ball to the 35, and that's where Hastings will start here. Tigers have the lead. 3-0 is the score. Hastings and the Crete Cardinals here tonight. This game under the lights is brought to you by Hastings Utilities. A customer-owned utility serving the community of Hastings and area customers, including Junietta, with reliable, dependable service.
Are you tired of receiving paper bills and calling the utilities to obtain account information? Customer Connect, the utilities department online web service, allows you to view your account and utility details online anytime. Customer Connect is a free service and enables our customers to receive e-bill notifications, access payment and usage history, and pay an account online. For more information about Customer Connect, log on to cityofhastings.org and click on the Utilities Department or call 402-463-1371.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, the pass was deflected in the air. It was caught by Carson Shoemaker, though. Shoemaker brings the ball to the 47-yard line, and now a running play. Trevor Sullivan where Hastings takes it around the right end. Sullivan moves the ball from the 47 to the 42-yard line. Pick up a 5 yards in the play. Now going back to that previous play, it was Sinek throwing the ball. It was deflected there at the line of scrimmage, and Carson Shoemaker just happened to be Johnny on the spot there.
Yeah, he was the only white jersey and amongst a bunch of red ones, but able to make the catch and gets picks up 18 yards. But that Sullivan carry was a 5-yard gain. Now we got a good one off the left side. Good enough for a first down by Sullivan. He's had a good year so far.
And Sullivan goes right. Sullivan goes left. He picks up the Crozier Park Pharmacy first down down here at the 33-yard line. So Hastings High on the move again. The Tigers have dominated this first quarter of play, although leading just 3-0. Tigers have a 26-yard field goal so far here in the first quarter. Hastings will send two wide receivers out to the right side, two wide receivers to the left. Yard Sinek calling the signals. He backs up. He's got time. There's a pass that's going to be caught on a little slant across the middle. Down to the 26-yard line, giving a little bit of ground to the 27. Nate Nordby on the reception there picks up about, I'm going to call it 7 yards. Second down and 3 yards to go. Hastings has moved the ball down here to the 26.
Well, and that's what this offense has been so good at all year long. It's all coming from the offensive line, giving Sinek a little bit of time. He doesn't take a lot of time to get the football out of his hands, but he spread it around 5-6 different receivers, Nordby being one of those. That was a nice gain of 7. Now they'll run option off the right side.
Sinek is going to run it himself across the 25 to the 20, 15, 10, 5, and he's going to take the ball into the end zone. Did he stay in bounds? Yes, he did. Sinek got outside, took it down the sideline, and Sinek will take it in from 26 yards out, and the Tigers are out on top by a score of 9-0.
That was sloppy tackling by Crete. They should have had him brought down after he would have picked up an initial first down, but broke a couple tackles about the 15, and then he just tight-wired it down the right side, able to get the football across in front of the pylon. And the first touchdown of the game here is by Hastings. They lead it now 9-0 with the PAT pending.
That's the third rushing touchdown for Hastings High. Jared Sinek, the quarterback. Minky into the ball game for the PAT. Ball is down. The kick is up, and the kick goes through the uprights. It is good. So Minky is in a field goal, and now he's in an extra point. The Tigers scoring a couple of times here in the first quarter. That one was a 26-yard touchdown run by Jared Sinek. 3 minutes and 43 seconds to play first quarter. Hastings 10, Crete nothing.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
We've all heard about those places online that sell one mattress that comes in a box. But at Mattress Direct, we have 10 different mattresses in a box. Inner spring, memory foam, even hybrid. All on display so you can try them out before you buy. Better yet, they're less than those online places. Now that's getting more than you expect. Mattress Direct, next to Furniture Direct in Hastings, and find even more savings online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
That was a three-play and 66-yard drive there for Hastings High. 26-yard touchdown run by Jared Sinek sticks it into the end zone. Tigers have the lead. The score is now 10-0. Touchdown drive brought to you by Rogers Incorporated of Hastings, where better service built this business.
I've got to announce something. I made a mistake. I'll get to that right after this kickoff.
Here's the kickoff. It's going to go to the far sideline, running with the football now back to the center of the field. There's going to be Wyatt. He's got a blocker. 20-yard line to the 25, and he is knocked out of bounds here by Jones. About to the 26-yard line as he goes sliding into the Crete bench here on the near sideline.
Jones lucky he didn't get a flag. Old Rupert was right down here in front and tackled the return man a couple of yards out of bounds, but Rupert kept her tucked deep in his pocket. That was a five-play, 66-yard drive. I was so excited that the Tigers got into the end zone from 26 yards out. I forgot to give you that. Not very often do I make a mistake, but at 5 plays and 66 yards was your scoring drive.
All right, 26-yarder to get it into the end zone. That's what counts, I guess. There's a running play, the Wyan, and he is going to be run out of bounds. Line of scrimmage was the 26-yard line. They're going to say he was run out of bounds here at the 30, so we'll give him 4. Second down, 6 yards to go here for the Crete Cardinals, a team that is 2-2 on the season. Hastings High off to a great start. The Tigers sitting at 3-1.
Look at all the drives so far for Crete. Own 20, own 26, own 43. They've all resulted in punts. They've had chances, but they haven't been able to connect and pick up anything yet.
There's a pitch back on an option. It's going to go to Bridger, and Bridger nearly lost control of the ball, but hauls her in, brings it across the 30, out to the 31 or 32-yard line. And that's going to bring up a third down situation. Got here earlier tonight. Doan was just finishing up their football practice. They had a little bit of a pep rally here, and we were kind of involved with all that stuff as they were preparing for the Broncos, who we'll see here in this field tomorrow afternoon.
You did tell me which way I needed to dress. If I'd have had a orange T-shirt on, I probably could have slithered right in there, although offensive coordinator Dave Kamara might have spotted me out of the crowd to see what was going on there as he has moved from Hastings over here to Crete.
Here's Fry. He wants to throw the football. He's being pressured. A pass is going to be almost intercepted. Jones had it in his hands. Probably had a better chance at catching that ball than the Trevor Malone did right at the 50-yard line. Jones had problems hanging on the ball, but the Tigers going to get it back. It's a fourth down here. Fourth down, 4 yards to go for the Cardinals off the punt for the fourth time here in this first quarter.
Yeah, the only the intended receiver slipped down about the 48-yard line. Jones was able to make a break on the football, and again, should have had that right about midfield, but not able to hold on to it. And Hastings will send a couple of guys back. That's Nordby and Nauert back deep for the Tigers.
All right, that's high into the air. Nauert signals for the fair catch. Nauert is going to make it. He goes down to his knees at the 41-yard line, so Hastings High will get the ball back. You're listening to high school football tonight here on 1230 KHIS and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Some other games going on. Hastings St. Cecilia playing tonight at Duncan Field. The Hawks are trying to break a two-game losing streak in that one tonight. Adams Central has a tough game tonight. Patriots have a home game against Ord. In fact, that ball game is underway. They're in the first quarter. Adams Central and Ord tied up 7 points apiece. Nothing Indiana on Hastings St. Cecilia is Sandy Creek. Hastings High with a 10-0 lead here over the Creek Cardinals. So Hastings back out here. Sinek with the ball. Sinek backs up. There's a pump. He throws it down the left sideline and is going to be overthrown. Overthrown over the wrong shoulder there, trying to get the ball to Carson Shoemaker. Sinek had that little pump there, trying to get the defensive back to bite a little bit, but that one was thrown on the over the wrong shoulder for Carson Shoemaker to come down with an incomplete pass, second down and 10.
Yeah, safety Zach Fry, the senior out there. He's a quarterback on the other side of things, but the safety back there, he didn't bite. Shoemaker drew a double coverage, but again, that pass was grossly overthrown. So second down and 10 here, ball at the 41-yard line.
Here's Sinek, throws the ball on the far side. He's going to be caught there by Jones across the 45. Jones on his feet to the 49-yard line. And he's going to be brought down there at the 49. Tackle is made over there by the Crete defense. That's Dylan White over there, one of the linebackers. White, a 5'11", 180-pound junior. Making the stop there for the Creek Cardinals. Hastings High going to be a couple of yards shy of a first down. We'll call it third down and two. Tigers have inched the ball out here to their own 49-yard line. Hastings working right to left here in this first quarter of play. Hand off there. Widener with the ball. Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. Across the 45 to the 40. Down to the 39-yard line of Crete. Just a little blast play off of the right side of the offensive set there. And Zane Widener, 150-pound junior, carries the mail there for the Tigers. Picks up the first down. The market right at the 40-yard line.
Zade Widener's 25th carry of the season. We'll give him 180 yards now after a nice carry of 13 and a first down. That's a Tiger fifth first down as we get a timeout on the field.
A timeout called here by Crete on defense. This timeout is brought to you by Hess Auto Body at 208 West South Street in Hastings. They'll get your vehicle looking good. With every little timeout, we'll have more right after this.
If you need body work done, see the experts at Hess Auto Body in Hastings. They're located at 208 West South Street. Hess Auto Body does full body repair, windshield repair, painting, and more. Plus, they offer free estimates. Let Hess Auto Body take the worry out of your accident and the dents out of your car. Hess Auto Body at 208 West South Street in Hastings. Call Dave at 460-9542. That's 460-9542. Hess Auto Body at Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hi, Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, producer and engineer Stephanie Brubaker from Alpapik Field in Crete, the home of the Doan University Tigers. Hastings High playing here tonight against the Crete Cardinals in high school stuff. Hastings High has got to lead 10-0 over Crete. Hastings High looking at a first and 10 from the 40-yard line. There's a running play here across the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. That's Widener taking the ball down to the 2-yard line. Zade Widener taking the ball right on the previous play. He comes back to the short side of the field here, Jimmy, to the left, and he almost got the ball into the end zone for the score. He is stopped here at the 1-yard line of the Tigers, knocking on touchdown door.
Boy, and a couple of great blocking schemes there by the offensive line, the last two rushing plays to get Widener downfield. They had a huge hole off the left side, and then Zade is all running back. Good running backs do. Switch hands, get it to that left side. He almost got it in there, first and goal, though, for the Tigers.
Here's Sinek going to hand the ball away to, he fakes the ball to Widener, and Sinek takes it around the right end. He gets into the end zone untouched for the touchdown. Everybody went with Widener. Why not? He got the ball to the one, so you fake the ball to him, and you take it around the right end, and you walk into the end zone for the score. 16-0, Tigers have the lead.
That a five-play to match the five-play drive prior. Five plays, 59 yards, all set up by that 39-yard Widener run to the 1-yard line, and now Hastings looking at another PAT opportunity. They're starting to open things up here in Crete.
That is the second touchdown of the night already for Jared Sinek. And now we've got a penalty flag down on the extra point. Hastings High was guilty of an illegal procedure call here. So we'll try the PAT again.
First penalty for the Tigers tonight. Three penalties for Crete. That happened very early in this game. So they'll push the Tigers back 5 yards. Shouldn't be a problem here. They'll spot it down at the 15-yard line here for this extra point try.
Menke is 15 out of 16 on extra points this year. Ball is down, the kick is up, and that one goes, that is no good. That one is missed off of the left side. It is no good, so he spoke too soon there. The PAT is no good by Menke. So, again, 59 seconds to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings High 16, Crete nothing.
About 90 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. So now when you have the seed of an idea for a new building project from concept to design, delivery to installation, Mead Lumber in Kearney has a team of professionals to assist you with every phase of your project and service that you'd expect from a neighbor. Stop by Mead Lumber at 1440 West 56th Street to get started. Log on to MeadLumber.com. Mead Lumber in Kearney proudly supports all area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Jimmy, probably about as good a start as you can imagine here. Hastings High dominating this first quarter, 16-0, the Tigers over the Birds.
148 unofficial yards for the Tigers, just 11 for Crete. Crete is 0-for-6 passing here tonight. They should not be. They had a receiver wide open that missed one, but boy, really didn't. We watched the kickoff here go out of bounds at about the 4-yard line, but didn't mean to put a needle into Minky there. Minky's had a great year, and I didn't think it would be a problem for him. We didn't mean to jinx him up here.
He misses on the extra point. We'll see if we can get that back here. 16-0 is the score. Hastings is got to lead in the first quarter. This is the beginning of district play for the Tigers. So after the kickoff goes out of bounds, they're going to bring the ball to the 35-yard line. That's where Crete will start. This is their,
fifth drive.
Fifth possession already.
Four drives, all punts. They've not gotten the ball past midfield. This Tiger D has been very stout here against this rushing attack of Crete tonight.
Hastings High showing blitz here on a first down and 10 from the 35-yard line. Brian is going to run the football. He's at the 35, and he's going to be stopped right there. Stop with the 35. Widener is in on the stop, and others there for Hastings High. Nauert coming up to make the stop. Second down and 10 yards to go. No gain in the play for the quarterback there for the Crete Cardinals in Zach Fry.
And I tell you, Hastings has done this all year long. Again, we talked about the Scotts Bluff game that got away from them a little bit, but really their four down linemen have really played solid in between the tackles, and that was no surprise there. They bring the running back down in Bridger for no gain.
All right, here's a toss play. It's going to come to the near side, 35, and he is slammed down at the 39-yard line. Coming back on the reverse there was Zach Turner, and he is in on the play there by Evan Morera for Hastings High. That's Evan's second tackle of this ball game. Hit him down hard after a pickup of about 5 yards in the play, and that's going to be the end of the first quarter. First quarter in the books tonight, high school football on 1230 KHIS. The score after one, Hastings High 16, Crete nothing. You're listening to high school football on 1230 KHIS.
New View Real Estate of Hastings is family owned and operated with over four decades of real estate experience. Ann, Dana, Connie, and Dee would love to help your family with all of your real estate needs. Whether you're buying or selling, New View Real Estate of Hastings can help you make your move and offer you full service affordability. Stop by 1239 North Burlington in Hastings or contact us at newviewofhastings.com or on Facebook at New View Real Estate of Hastings.
Trust is earned over generations, not seasons. For over 165 years, the Rank family's been earning that trust where it counts the most, in your fields. And yields, they don't lie. With over 1,000 top finishes in first and state trials over the last 3 years, Rank Seed proves its value through superior genetics and production. One family, seven generations, all working for your success. Rank means results.
1230 KHAS.
All right, starting the second quarter, Hastings High has got the lead over Crete. The score is 16-0. Here's a little reverse play again. It comes to the wide side of the field. The Tigers will smell that one out as Wyan is brought down in the play. Wyan coming to the wide side of the field, and he is knocked down here right in front of the Crete bench. Tackle is made again by Evan Morera. So that was a good series there for Evan, one of the linebackers for the Tigers. And again, the Crete Cardinals off to punt the football away. It's fourth down.
Just hounding defense by the Tigers so far, really getting out all around the field, flying like their hair's on fire here tonight. Only 17 total yards. I'll get to the stats here after this punt, but to just 17 yards for Crete here in this first quarter. Again, it's going to be Nordby and Nauert back deep. They'll stand right around the 30-yard line to field this punt, and it's away very high to Nauert.
Yeah, he'll pick it up at the 19. He's across the 20 to the 23-yard line. That's where the Tigers will start, first down and 10 on the 23.
And I like to see this here. Stats are brought to you by the Family Medical Center in Hastings, because we all need medical attention. Your family's home for health care, located at 1021 West 14th Street in North Hastings. For the Cardinals, again, not a lot of offense. 14 offensive plays, just 17 yards, those all on the ground. 0 of 6 passing for their quarterback, Zach Fry. No first downs and 3 penalties in the first quarter. For the Tigers, the quarterback, Jarrett Sinek, 5 of 7 passing, 43 yards. The Tigers have rushed it for 105, so 148 total offense, 6 first downs and just 1 penalty. They've got the ball on their own 22-yard line.
Sinek hands the ball away. That's Sullivan with the ball. Sullivan across the 25 to the 27, 28-yard line, hanging on for dear life there and bringing him down for the Crete defense. Was number 70, Owen Kuntz, the nose guard. Kuntz, a 6'2", 210-pound senior for the Birds.
Second carry for Sullivan here tonight, and 14 yards for that young man. He's coming into the game here with 18 carries, 130, so we'll tag two more carries onto there and a couple of touchdowns. Kind of a nice combination back there with Sullivan. You got Sinek that runs the ball very well at the quarterback spot, and Shoemaker, and Widener's always been, he has been impressive already in this football game.
There's a Shoemaker with the ball. Shoemaker starts off left now and puts on the brakes and comes back the other way across the 30, and he's popped out of bounds here. At about the 33-yard line, shoving it about over here for Crete with Zach Turner. I thought Shoemaker might have been in motion there, but no penalty flags from our A number one officiating crew. And it's first down and 10. That's a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down as Shoemaker brings the ball to the 34-yard line.
And that was all Little Shoe. He made that happen. There was nowhere to go off the left side of the formation. And then he just seen a seam up the middle, kind of took it there. sprint off to the right side, got out in the open area, and with his speed was able to pick up 5 yards. He probably run 15 to pick up five, but he got a first down, number 7, and the football out the 34-yard line.
Senick with an empty backfield. He's just going to run the ball on 35-40. Senick still on his feet to the 45-yard line. Senick is brought down to 46. That's going to be enough for another Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. I was looking for a penalty flag. We don't have it. It's going to be a first down and 10 for Hastings High. Senick spreads the field. They had wide receivers all over the place, and it was a simple quarterback draw with an empty backfield. And Senick eludes a couple of tacklers and picks up enough for a first down out here to the 46.
Senick now 6 carries, 52 yards. That one a 12-yard gain. Adds to the first down totals. That's 8 of them. 7 of those for the Tigers have been on the ground tonight, unlike the Tiger offense in the past few weeks.
Here's a quick fake and a throw over here. Nauert with the ball. Nauert spinning away. Nauert across the 50-yard line to the 49. He's going to pick up 5 yards in the play there. Tackle is made by Jacob Kreiser, who's into the ball game now. Linebacker, 6 foot, 162-pound junior for the Cardinals. Pick up a 5 yards in the play, second down and 5. Tigers have inched the ball now into Crete territory. Hastings High already leading in this ball game 16-0 as we approach 9 minutes to play in the second quarter from Crete tonight. There's a fake inside. Senick with the ball. Senick takes it around the left end across the 45. Crosses the line to the 44-yard line. He's brought down over there at the 44. Tackle is made in there by Zach Fry coming up from his safety position. But that, my friend, is another Crozier Park Pharmacy first down.
Nine of them here tonight. And add to Senick's total, 7 carries now, 57 yards. And for whatever reason, Crete cannot find number 4 coming out of the backfield because it's not anything flashy. It's just Senick right, Senick left, and some sloppy tackling. And Senick picks up another first down into Cardinal territory at the 44-yard line. Tigers leading here 16-0.
Hastings again spreading the field. Senick wants to throw this time. Look out, backside pressure. He's going to be hitting. Down he goes. The first sack of the ball game. Owen Coots coming in from the blind side to knock down Senick. A big loss all the way across the 50-yard line. Back of the Tiger 46-yard line. Big, big play defensively for Crete.
And Owen Coots, the senior, he's a big boy. 6'2", 210. Very physical in there for the Crete defensive line. He was able to fight his way off an offensive lineman for the Tigers and come around on the backside. He would have come right over that left tackle. And he was able to get in there. 10-yard loss, second down and 20 for Hastings.
Here's Senick, sprints out left side. He's under pressure again. Senick gets away. Senick still has got the ball at the 45 to the 50. He fumbles the football. It is picked up here by Crete. The Cardinals have the ball at the Hastings high 40-yard line.
Well, and again, Hastings fumbled early in this football game and had a good chance to put points early on the board. And Senick fumbled the football away, and he is a little lackadaisical carrying that football around, kind of carries it like a loaf of bread, needs to tuck it away a little bit better. But a defender punched it out of his hands, and now Crete's got it for the first time tonight in Tiger territory at the 42-yard line. They need something to happen here. They have had nothing offensively go right for them.
Jimmy, the Crete defense relies on turnovers. That's their ninth fumble recovery of the season. They've got 4 interceptions to go along with that. That's what this defense does, to stay in football games. Fry wants to throw the ball. He does. Nice play defensively by Cavillage back there for Hastings, kind of playing safety. Zach Turner was the intended receiver, but that was a nice defensive play by Cavillage.
And again, we talk about the numbers for Fry. He is 0-for-7 here tonight in the football game, but he's had a lot of them passes right in the vicinity of the receiver's hands. That one there was just simply a tremendous defensive play as Cavillage really stretched his body and was able to get the fingertips onto the football and knock it away. It'll bring up a second down now, second and 10 at the 42-yard line, 7:30 left till half.
Man comes in motion. They keep the ball on the ground. Fry now pitches the ball back and running out of bounds. Well, the football over there is going to be a Jackson Wyan. He was the guy in motion, and Wyan ends up with a football. He's run out of bounds on the far side. They move it down to about the 40-yard line where he steps out of bounds. In fact, he's going to be short of the 40. They're going to put it down at the 41. So it's going to be a pickup of only about 2 yards in a play. Third down, 8 yards to go. 7 minutes and 25 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings High leading by a score of 16-0. They did all their scoring in the first quarter on a 26-yard field goal by Minky and a couple of touchdowns runs by Jared Sinek of 26 yards and 1 yard. And now we got a timeout called here. A timeout is called, brought to you by Hess Auto Body at 208 West South Street in Hastings. We'll take a break. 7:25 to play in the second quarter. Hastings 16, Crete nothing.
B&B Carpet and Donovan, now with Pergo Extreme Rigid Flooring, where high performance runs deep. Deeper visuals, deeper protection, deeper warranty. For the number one preferred brand in flooring, Pergo Extreme offers unmatched durability and a guarantee you expect from a high-performance floor. Pergo Extreme's warranty is worry-free for life, providing extreme debt resistance, 100% kid and pet-proof warranty, and waterproof warranty. For the worry-free solution, see B&B Carpets and Donovan, and you'll see why your friends say, that's where we always go.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings High leading Crete 16-0. Adams Central out on top of Ord, 12-7 in the second quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia playing Sandy Creek tonight at Duncan Field. No score in yet. Scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture and Mattress Direct of Hastings. They're located on South Burlington, just south of the Sonic Drive-In of Hastings. Second down, actually third down, it should be on an incomplete pass. He still has not completed a pass here in the first half. Fry trying to set up a little screen pass that time to Wyan. It was thrown down along his shoot tops there. No chance at coming up with that one. Fourth down and still about 8 yards to go. The ball is at the Hastings High 41-yard line.
Fry was like a big piece of meat back there for some hungry Tigers. Boy, they got through the line of scrimmage quickly as Crete tried to set up that screen, but a lot quicker than Fry anticipated. He had nowhere to go with that football. He had to just throw it down into the turf. That was great penetration by the Tiger D, and now you've got to go. Your offense has put up 20 yards so far in the ball game, and you're looking at a 4th and 9 in Tiger territory, so why not?
Here's Fry. He's got the ball. He wants to throw it. Here comes the pressure. Fry moves to his right, eludes some would-be tacklers. His pass is going to be incomplete, and a penalty flag goes down on a pass that had no chance of being completed. I think Hastings eyes going to be guilty of a pass interference. Trevor Malone was the intended receiver right in the center of the field. The Tigers had a couple of DBs back there. Had no reason, Jimmy, to get into the wide receiver. That pass was not going to be caught.
I think that was Jones back there, number 3 for Hastings, that got into the back of him. That was, again, 2-3 yards over top of the intended receiver's head. But the officials mark this off. It'll be a 1st and 10. They'll bring it all the way down inside the 25-yard line. Second penalty for the Tigers here tonight.
That's a big play because you take that penalty away, Hastings would have the ball out around the midfield still with 7:13 to play, already leading 16-0.
Yeah, and Crete has had no answer for your offense. You would be looking good to chew the time off and kind of get into halftime with a pretty good lead. But now you've got to stiffen up your defense. Crete's best opportunity by far tonight.
Crete's really got to put some points on the scoreboard here to stay with the Tigers here in this one. We'll see what they can do as they approach the red zone here. The ball is down here at the Tiger 24-yard line following the pass interference call on the defensive backs for Hastings High. Here's Fry. He runs into a man, now pitches the ball back. Wyan trying to get outside the numbers, and he's going to be drugged down out here. Braden Cavillage making the stop for Hastings High. Brings down Wyan just as he got to the numbers. He's thrown for a loss. That was a great play by the Tiger defense.
Boy, and Evan Morara blew that thing up in the backfield. He was the one that created all kinds of havoc and a slow start to that offensive play. And by the time they broke loose out of Morara's hands, then Hastings had the numbers over there. And, yeah, big loss. The loss of about 4 yards on that play. So now it's going to put the Crete offense back to 16 total yards here tonight.
Second down, 14 yards to go. Crete with the ball back here at the Hastings High 28-yard line with 6.5 to play second quarter. Fry with the ball, eludes one man. Fry has got a wide open field, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. Fry puts his head down, drives the ball into the end zone. Did he step out of bounds? He did not. That is a touchdown for Crete on a quarterback scramble. 28 yards. The field, Jimmy, The play was supposed to go right, and Fry comes back and looks left, and there was not a man around, and he takes the ball into the end zone for a touchdown. That is now a 16-6 ball game, Hastings.
Now, and Evan Marara blew right through the line of scrimmage, Mike, and I think he thought the pitch was going to go to the tailback in Bridger and take it off the right side. That's where he went. If he would have just concentrated on the quarterback, that would have been a huge loss. But instead, he splits the traffic, goes right in between both guys, and then Fry takes off the left side. He was met at about the 2-yard line, but he had a lot of momentum and was able to get across the goal line. So a big pass interference play back in the middle of the field, give Crete life. And now they've crawled back into this game now. It's a 16-6 game with 6:19 left to go. PAT pending.
All right, ball is down. The kick is up. Here comes the PAT. It is up there. It is good. It splits the uprights. The PAT is good by the Cardinals. 6 minutes and 19 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 16, Crete 7.
Coley Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946 with over 70 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Coley Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you are building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street, open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evening and Saturday by appointment. Coley Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Well, the touchdown drive was a 28-yard touchdown run by Zach Fry. The point after touchdown was good. Touchdown drive brought to you by Rogers Incorporated of Hastings, where better service built this business. So Tigers should have been off of the field, but they were whistled for the pass interference. Gave Crete new life, and the Cardinals took advantage as Fry takes it into the end zone for the score. And now we got ourselves a 16-7 ball game here in the first half.
Yeah, and Zach Fry, that's his first carry tonight. And it's good for, again, a touchdown. Throwing the football, he's had all kinds of troubles. 0-for-8 passing the football. But, again, that big pass interference call against Jones down deep in Hastings territory cost the Tigers. They'll have to regroup here. This was a kick right down the middle of the field. Now some communication problems back there between Nauert and
I think that was Widener. A Shoemaker and
Widener.
Yeah, Widener back there.
Kind of looked at each other and let it go between them.
Yeah, it bounces at the 2-yard line and into the end zone.
Yeah, so Hastings will take over here. The Tigers with a pretty good night offensively so far, around 170 yards, 171 to be exact, on the night. And we'll see what they dial up here. A couple of receivers out right, a couple out to the left side, and Sullivan in the backfield.
There's a handoff across the 25 out here to the 30, out to the 34, 35-yard line.
That was Widener, actually, in the backfield.
Yep, Widener takes it up here. That's a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. So Charlie's shuttling his running backs in there tonight. Widener picks up the first down to the 34. Tigers working with the ball. They've got a 16-7 lead. Hastings has fumbled twice here in this first half. But Hastings is, I think, really dominated the first half of play here. There's a Senick carrying the ball, Senick across the 40 onto the 41-yard line, where he's met by a nest of Cardinals over there on the far side. Marcio Perez, one of the guys to bring him down there for the Crete defense, but not before the quarterback Jared Senick picks up about 6 yards in a play. Second down and 4. He sings with the ball on their own 41-yard line. Senick fakes the ball. Senick is going to run it across the 45, first down, across the 50 to the 49 at Crete. That's a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. So the Tigers move the chains again. They got the ball now in the Cardinal territory.
11 first downs tonight, 1 through the air. Hastings doing what they normally don't do, run the football. The Tigers with 18 carries on the night, just 8 carries. But, hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. They're picking up big chunks of yardage on a back-to-back 7-yard carry. Now Widener's loose in that secondary.
Yeah, and Widener across the 45, puts his head down, drives it across the 40, takes it down to the 37-yard line. Hastings doing a good job rushing the football tonight. Tigers, last week rushing against Gehring, had 158 yards. Hastings has been averaging 137 on the season. And, boy, they're going to be pushing that total here in the first half.
Yeah, they're over that right now, and that was a good 13-yard gain by Widener. Now he's off the right side into the secondary.
Widener inside the 30 down to about the 29-yard line. He's brought down there. Tackle is made by Dylan White, the linebacker, but hold on,
Rupert. He got crazy.
Hold on. We got a penalty flag down. Penalty flag is down. Here comes the indication. Jimmy Langan says, I spotted a hold. Holding call. Holding call on the Hastings High. So this one will come back.
Nullifies a nice gain from Widener off the right side. Zaid having a good night so far. 4 carries, 79 yards. But we look at the Tigers rushing the football here. The last 4 carries for this offense, 14, 7, 7, and a 13-yard gain. Chewing up big chunks of yardage. They don't need to throw the football around. They can just play smash-mouth football against this Crete defense so far here tonight.
Hastings first down, 15 yards to go. Widener again gets the call. Widener across the 40, takes the ball down to the 38-yard line, but he's brought down there. That's going to be Dylan White again into the stop for the Crete defense. So now Hastings looking at second down and 12 following the penalty. There comes the play in off of the far sideline. High school football coming your way tonight here on 1230 KHIS and online, PlatteRiverPreps.com. We're at Al Papig Field in Crete tonight. Here's a Senek. He wants to throw. Senek's got plenty of time. Throws the ball downfield. It's going to be overthrown. Kamalich, the intended receiver. That was a Jackson Wyan back in coverage for Crete. And now the Tigers looking at third down and 12.
6-9, 48 yards for Senek here tonight. No touchdowns on the evening. Again, Senek coming in 999 yards. So he's got that 1,000-yard passing season already in just the fifth game, although it's moving along fastly. Boy, this season gets going. It goes quick.
Here's a Senek wants to throw it again. Cocks the arm, throws the ball, and that's going to be caught right at the first down stakes. Did he hang on to it? I think the official is going to give him the reception there. They did. That's Nauert right at the 28-yard line, but it's going to be about a yard shy of a first down. It is fourth down and a yard. Hastings with the ball in between the 27 and 28-yard line, so less than a yard to go. 3 minutes and 23 seconds to play here in the second quarter.
Great catch over there by Nauert. Had to bring that one up off the turf, get the fingers underneath, and he did. Tigers will go fourth and one inside the 30-yard line.
Here's Senek. Fakes the ball. Senek is going to run with it across the 25, 20-yard line. Senek at the 15, and he's going to be brought down there. So a quarterback keeper on the right side of the formation. He's going to have the Crozier Park Pharmacy first down and more. And Senek moves the ball down to the Crete 15-yard line. This is a nice drive here, Jimmy, at the end of the second period.
13th first down of the night. 12 of those on the ground for Hastings High. For Senek on the night, he's racking up some pretty good numbers. Senek with 11 carries now and 73 yards.
All right, Hastings High has got the ball. They're in the red zone of Crete, knocking on touchdown door down here at the 15-yard line. Senek waiting for the snap. He's got it. Sprints out left side. Senek on the option across the 10. Senek is going to be brought down out around the 9-yard line. There's Senek. Tackled there by Owen Kuntz, the nose guard getting over there for the Crete defense. Senek takes the ball down to about the 9. We'll call it second down. Second down and 4 yards to go. Still plenty of time. 2 minutes and 8 seconds to play. Hastings with a timeout. Actually got 3 timeouts still remaining here in the first half. So Hastings in good shape. They give the ball away to Widener. Looks inside. Bounces outside. He's at the 5-yard line. Puts his shoulder down and drives the ball into the end zone for the touchdown. Widener takes it in from 9 yards out. And the Tigers increase the lead now to 22-7.
6 carries now, 91 yards for Widener on the night, and a touchdown for Zaid. That'll be his second touchdown of the season. I believe Zaid got one out west in the game against Alliance, if I'm not mistaken. But a good job there by the offensive line, again, sealing off the left side. And again, the tight end in Nordby just kind of got out there, took the defensive end off that play. Widener able to get it across from 9 yards out. Tigers answer.
Here's Menke into the ball game for the PAT. He'll try it at this end of the field, and he gets it through the pipes. It is good. The PAT is good by Menke. Hastings at 7. A minute and 51 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings High 23, Crete 7.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the touchdown drive, 10 plays and 80 yards for Hastings High. Nate Winder taking in from 9 yards out for the Tigers. Touchdown drive is brought to you by Rogers Incorporated of Hastings, where better service built this business. That was a nice drive after Crete stuck it in the end zone. Nice way to rebound.
Yeah, it really was. You know, Hastings made the mistake defensively, give Crete an opportunity, and they capitalized on it. But then 10 plays and 80 yards. Mike, 71 of those yards were on the ground, just 9 yards through the air, unlike a Tiger rushing or offense this season. But they're proving on film that they can do it on the ground as well.
Here's the kickoff. It's going to be returned out across the 10, 15, 20, 25, and now reversing field over here. Selling on his feet, and he's going to be brought down to the 22-yard line.
Get the grease pig.
Jackson Wyan bringing the ball back. Finally brought down. Yeah, he's right in the center of the field. He was right. He was left. He was spilled here right between the two hash marks here. Ball brought down right at the 26-yard line. So we're down to a minute and 38 seconds to play. We'll check all the scores. We've got stats. And we'll visit with Hastings College head football coach Tony Harper coming up at halftime tonight. The Broncos will be on their first road trip of the season as they will come to the Crete tomorrow afternoon. Here's a Fry, fakes it, now throws it. The ball is going to be caught here out of bounds at the 35-yard line. Nice reception made. Wyan makes the reception there. Cavillage runs him out of bounds, but that was a pickup of about 10 yards in the play. They're going to give him a good spot there at the 37-yard line. Actually, the 36, but that's enough for another first down.
Hey, how about the second first down of the night for Crete and the first completion of the night? It took 9 tries to get it into someone's hands, but Zach Fry does, 10-yard gain. First down, number 2, and they're on the move.
All right, Fry's going to hand the ball away, dancing in the hole there, across the 35, out to the 37. He's going to be spilled right there. That's Bridger carrying the ball, but he got met by the Tigers. That's Lucas Kolanik. He's a big old boy, too. Lucas, he's at 285 pounds and 6'6" for Hastings High. Kolanik making the stop there for the Tigers. A pickup of 3 yards on the play. Second down and 7 yards to go.
How'd you like to buy groceries for that crew?
Not in my budget, I don't think. Second down here. 7 yards to go. Fry is going to air it out down the right sideline, and the pass is going to be overthrown. Threw it out there. The wide receiver, Zach Turner, could not catch up to the ball there. For Crete, back in coverage for Hastings High. Really going stride for stride with him was Austin Nauert, so it's going to be an incomplete pass. Third down, 8 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is the 38-yard line of Crete.
Not going to be many guys run by Austin Nauert. You'd about have to be Roadrunner to get by him. Nauert with some great feet. And again, stride for stride with the receiver. He's usually you can usually look for number 2 out there on them deep patterns. He'll be right in their hip pocket.
Third down, 8 yards to go. Hastings High showing blitz. They're going to come with it. Look out. Fry is running for his life. His pass is incomplete. Coming on the blitz was Elvin Morara. And Fry had no chance, Jimmy. Right from the snap, Morara was in there, and Fry just kind of got rid of the ball. He throws it where nobody else was at, and it's an incomplete pass. Great timing on that blitz call there by the defense of Hastings Zion. It's fourth down and eight.
Tell you what, you're looking for MVPs in the first half of action. Defensively, Evan Marara, he has raised a lot of cane in that Crete backfield so far. That was just another play. And a high snap here. Trouble for Crete.
And the kick is going to go off of the left side of the foot, but the Tigers may erupt him here. Now that's going to be an interesting call. Because I think the Tigers got a piece of it. And now they're going to say it's a personal foul, roughing the kicker on Hastings. And that's close because the Tigers got in there and actually blocked that kick, it looked like, Jimmy.
Well, Jimmy's never missed a call.
He'll tell you he's never missed a call.
No, he's never missed one. But, again, I was watching the ball over here. We've got all kinds of youngsters down here with the cheerleaders right in front of us, and that ball kind of come floating down in here, and thank goodness somebody yelled to heads up. I don't know if cheerleaders know what heads up is, but they got out of the road. But look at this. They're going to mark the football all the way across midfield to the 47-yard line with 41 seconds left to go here. Crete with an opportunity.
All right, Jimmy made a short explanation to Hastings High head coach Charlie Shoemaker on the far sideline, but the result, Crete again gets a new life down here at the Hastings High 47-yard line. Tigers again coming with a blitz. Fry wants to throw the football. He does, and the center of the field is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Jones at the 30. Jones back to the 35, to the 40, looking for blockers on the far side, 45. Jones at the 50. Jones inside Crete territory. Takes the ball down to the 47-yard line. So the Tigers get one of those turnovers back. Jimmy, playing in center field was Garth Jones. And he takes the ball all the way back to the Crete 47-yard line. Now the Tigers, Jimmy, probably thinking some points here, still with 27 seconds to play.
I would think so. Jones with a 27-yard return after the interception, running like Smarty Jones out there.
Now we got a penalty flag down.
Is that the case now? Yeah, Jimmy. Charlie's going to have a word with Jimmy here at halftime, but they'll bring the football all the way back into Hastings territory. Down at the 43-yard line. It's still within striking distance for these Tigers on offense.
That's going to be a holding call on Hastings after the interception by Jones. So Jones gets his second INT of the 2019 season. Now Charlie is not going to sit on the football here with 27 seconds to play. He's going to send wide receivers all over the place. Empty backfield. Man comes in motion. They fake the ball to Shoemaker. Here is the quarterback, Sinek, gets away from one would-be tackler. Sinek looking for blockers. Sinek with the ball, 40, 45, still on his feet to the 50. Sinek to the 45-yard line, to the 40. He's going to be brought down here at the 37-yard line on the scramble. Sinek taking the ball all the way down to the 37 before he's finally brought down by Jackson Wyan. Now the Tigers going to burn one of their tight. Wait a minute, we've got a penalty flag back upfield. Jimmy Langan is...
He's all of a sudden got hatred for the Tigers.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on here.
Three in a row. That was a 23-yard gain by Sinek on the scramble. And that's what you get when you spread a defense out and you're able to elude traffic in that backfield. Sinek, with some good feet, was able to get around the corner and kind of up the middle of the field. He was all over the place, but he got it all the way down into... Crete territory, and now Jimmy's going to give us another indication, but wow, the hatred, Jimmy, I don't understand it.
It's going to be a personal foul on Hastings. So a personal foul on Hastings, that's going to push him all the way back here to the 15-yard line. They're going to get the ball to the 47 of Crete for the first down with 8 seconds to play, and still they're not going to be in any kind of a formation here. Hastings High going to take a shot still with 8 seconds to play. When you got cats on the outside like we have, they're running the football. Why not try to get it into their hands? Here's Sinek. He's just going to run it himself. Yeah, keep it safe here at the 15. Sinek at the 20. Sinek to the 23-yard line, and that's going to be the end of the first half of play. First half comes to an end here at Alpapik Field in Crete tonight. Hastings High, good show here. Take away the two turnovers. Good show by the Tigers in the first couple of quarters here. Hastings High has got the lead at the break. Hastings High 23, Crete 7. You're listening to high school football tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Sorry. Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletes, teams, and coaches. Get to Rivals every day for lunch specials, starting at $7.99. Friday night, come in hungry for a surf and turf special for only $14.99. Don't forget to call in and book their party room for graduation or any special event. Rivals is open daily at 11. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Family Medical Center of Hastings is the place to go for all your healthcare needs. Their team is trained to treat the whole person, regardless of age. They provide a wide range of medical care, including acute care, routine health screenings, and treatment of chronic conditions. Family Medical Center is the area's only independent family medicine clinic. They're dedicated to providing you the best care in the most cost-effective manner. Your family's home for health care. 1021 West 14th Street, proud to support all area student athletes.
The Halftime Show is brought to you by Russ's Market at 7th and Burlington in Hastings. Russ's Market is your one-stop shop. From a bakery to a cafe and great selections on groceries and supplies, remember Russ's Market in Hastings, because quality matters.
All right, back here in Crete, Alpapic Field here tonight. Hastings High has got the lead over the Crete Cardinals in high school football. The score 23-7. We'll total up the first half numbers for you. Scoring in the first half, Hastings High scoring first on their first possession of the ball game. They go five plays, 20 yards, took advantage of a couple of penalties on Crete on their opening possession offensively, and a not-so-good punt. Hastings had great field position. They cash in on a 26-yard field goal by Briar Minky to make it a 3-0 ball game. Hastings came back on their next possession and got a 26-yard touchdown run from Jared Sinek. After the PAT, Hastings had to lead 10-0 over Crete. Tigers getting into the end zone again late in the first quarter. That one came with 59 seconds left on the clock. Sinek taking in from 1 yard out. They missed the PAT. Hastings High had a 16-0 lead in the first quarter. Tigers had Crete stopped in the second period. They were whistled for a pass interference call that gave the Cardinals some new life, and then they completed the deal as they got Zach Fry into the end zone on a 28-yard touchdown run. Following their point after touchdown, it was a 16-7 ball game, but the Tigers respond. They go 10 plays, 80 yards right there at the end of the second quarter. Finally get a 9-yard touchdown run from Zane Widener. Point after touchdown was good, and that's the way we stand here at halftime. 23-7, Hastings High Tigers with a lead over Crete.
Halftime stats brought to you by the Family Medical Center of Hastings, your family's home for health care, located at 1021 West 14th Street in Hastings. Good half by the Tigers. You look at the drives for both teams. They each had 7 drives. Crete scores on 1 of their 7. Hastings High able to score on 4 of their 7 drives, but they have dominated the offensive stat boards here in this first half of action. The quarterback for Crete, Zach Fry, again, he's had a tough night tonight. Just 1 of 12 passing for 10 yards and 1 interception in the football game. Crete's rushed it 13 times for 46 yards, so 25 offensive plays, just 56 yards for the Cardinals. They've been able to muster up 3 first downs, 2 of those via penalty. Hastings has given them 2 freebies here tonight, and Crete with 3 penalties, those coming very early in the football game. For the Tigers, some big numbers, but on the ground, not through the air here tonight, as we anticipated. Each and every week, the Tigers can really rack up a bunch, over 250 yards average on the year. But throwing tonight, Jarrett Sinek, 7 of 10 passing, 57 yards on the night. But the Tiger rushing attack, 24 carries, 203 yards, so 260 of total offense in this football game on 34 offensive plays. Some pretty big numbers put up by the Tigers individually as far as rushing leaders. Jarrett Sinek with 13 carries, 87 yards for Sinek on the night, a couple of touchdowns. Zade Widener with 6 carries and 91 yards. Widener with a touchdown as well in that second quarter. And receiving leaders here, Carson Shoemaker with a couple of catches and 27 yards. Shoe with only one carry here tonight. He got a carry for about 5 yards, able to get the Tigers a first down early in the second quarter, but really haven't been able to get it to him. But I can see why. Every time I look where Shoemaker is, there's two guys with red jerseys. They've got him double stacked, so very tough to get the football to one of your big playmakers. The Tigers with 13 first downs. 12 of them are on the ground, and the Tigers with just 4 penalties here in this first half. So good half of football. I'm sure Charlie and the boys are very pleased. Another half of football to be played, but the Tigers comfortably out in the lead here, 23-7.
Checking a couple of other scores here at halftime. Adams Central has got a second quarter lead over Ord. That ball game, the Patriots gym, or actually the Patriots field.
Gym, not yet.
Yeah, looking forward to basketball here. 12-7 is the score. Adams Central has got the lead over Ord in the second quarter. Halftime score from Duncan Field. You've got Sandy Creek out on top of Hastings St. Cecilia. The score is 7-0, so the offensive woes continue for the Hawks. And a big game in the area tonight is up at Donovan. Donovan, Trumbull, and Sutton squaring off. And they are tied up at 16 points apiece at halftime tonight. 23-7 is the score here. Hastings High with the lead over the Creek Cardinals. We'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll check in with Hastings College head football coach Tony Harper as the Broncos get ready to come to Crete tomorrow with a ball game against Doan. You're listening to the Halftime Show tonight on 1230 KHIS.
Here's what a few happy customers are saying about Russ's Market in Hastings.
I love shopping at Russ's Market. The employees are so friendly and helpful. They even bag your groceries and carry them to the car for you. Now that is service.
At Russ's Market, I always find the freshest meat and produce around, and the deli has tasty items prepared for an instant meal.
Russ's Market is my one-stop shop, from bakery to a cafe, and great selections on groceries and supplies, too.
Shop Russ's Market in Hastings, because quality matters.
And we're back at halftime as we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings College head coach Tony Harper as Broncos getting set to be on the road for the first time tomorrow to take on the Doan University Tigers down in Crete. And coach, good to see you again. It's a different feel this week. We got to board the bus and head on out.
It really is. And we twice this week after practice, we told the guys, this is the schedule. This is where we load the bus. This is how we load the bus. So it's been an interesting week for us.
That might sound funny, but you still got a bunch of youngsters on this football team, and this week more than usual.
Well, I mean, if you look at it now, this is for us the fourth game of the season. This is technically game five, week five of the season, and we've been at home every single one, or we've had the weekend off. This is the first time we've got on the dog to go anywhere. So, and especially now you throw in as many freshmen and first year players as we got. I mean, it's a different animal.
Don't have to worry about a whole lot of highlights from last week. Hastings beaten soundly by Concordia. Really got beat by Concordia in all phases of the game.
We physically got punched in the mouth and did not get up off the mat. Credit to Coach Dabrakow, credit to those coaches over at Concordia and how their players played. We just did not win the one-on-one battles. And we looked at it as coaches on Sunday, and we told the guys on Sunday, you know, it's a 50-50 deal now. We got to do a better job as preparing you guys throughout the week. You guys need to do a better job of prepping throughout the week. So I think the message went home on Sunday when we talked to the guys, but it was not a good game last week.
So what about the week of preparation?
You know, I told you guys after the game that we have not had a good week of practice this entire season, starting in preseason camp. This week, now I might be wrong here, but this week we had a pretty decent week of practice. It was consistent. You struggle early in the week because you're putting in a game plan, and every day you expect to get a little bit better and build on it and build on it. And I think for the most part, we did that this week.
All right, Doan tomorrow, 1-3 on the season. They're 1-1 in conference play. I guess the first game that pops up was a 17-10 win over Concordia to start the season. So you want to compare scores, and a lot of people do compare that one to what we put together last week.
Well, I tell you what, you know, they scored 17 points against Concordia. We scored 0. They held Concordia to 10. We held them to 44. So Yeah, they got after Concordia. People can say, well, if they wouldn't have done this or this in a special team, Concordia should be 3-0 and everything. I don't believe that. Doan deserved to win that game. They played hard. They played fast. And Doan is a very, very well-coached team.
Their other losses have been to Ottawa of Arizona, to Tarleton State out of Texas. And last week they dropped a 20-10 decision to, I think, a pretty good Briarcliff team.
If you look at the scores overall, and again, Tarleton State, you got to take that one and throw it out. I mean, even if you want to add to it, I think people need to understand Tarleton State's Division II. They were in the Division II National Playoffs the last couple of years. They got guys that are currently playing in the NFL. So that you got to take that one a little bit out, but they were, you know, there. But with the other games, they're low-scoring affair. So that tells me Doan is just like Doan always has been. They're going to play great defense at you. And offensively, they may not be scoring a lot of points, but if you look at it, if you really watch the film and everything, they're not turning the football over. They're not making a bunch of stupid mistakes. So, again, this is a very well-coached football team.
Very good on defense against the rush. They held Concordia only 25 yards, 28 rushes when they played him. We held them to 126, or they rushed for 126 against us. So, rushing against these guys is going to be tough.
It'll be tough, and that's what we did not do last week. We did not win the one-on-one battles. We did not hit the gaps like we should have as a running back, and maybe we should have pulled it when we should have pulled it, or when we didn't pull it, you know, with our RPO and our option game. But you live and learn, and you got to get better. But again, this defensive line and people, you can't play rush defense with a three-man front. Well, I think Doan's proven you can. I think Concordia proved that you can last week. But at the end of the day, we got to win them one-on-one battles.
So how do we get the rushing game going?
We got to get nasty. We got to get physical up front, and we got to move the line of scrimmage back. That's the big thing. And I know that sounds simple and everything like that, but if you want to get technical about it, we got to double team better. We can't come off our guys so early. Number two, we got to get our head in the right gap. So if he takes a hard inside move, okay, and we try and reach into that, well, he's going to short soft shoulders and come back on the outside. If they beat us inside, we got to create a wall or a wave and push that guy all the way down so our running back can cut it out. It's not always the offensive lineman's fault, though. Our running backs have to be able to be a little bit more choosier on what gap. They just can't bury their head and run into the B gap, for example. They got to understand that there's a cutback in the power in the zone scheme. There's a bounce out in the power scheme. We got to be able to read those things. And to be honest with you, when you got freshmen that are toting the rock a little bit, it's a little bit different. The things are happening a little bit faster to them. So those are things that we got to be able to do.
Saw three quarterbacks last week for Hastings. None of them really had a great day in the ball game against Concordia. So where do we go from here? Obviously, Isaiah is still going to be the starter, but we got to get these guys going here after last week.
Yeah, and I think when you start saying, okay, the first two games, everybody was singing Isaiah's praise, and I thought he had a good first two game, and then last week he did not have a very good game. I mean, that happens. I don't care if you're Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, or Isaiah Jackson. You know, people have bad games, and you got to respond. Now, is he on a shorter leash? No, he's not on a shorter leash. We're going to put him in a position that we think he will be able to manage and be able to move the football, but we got to understand we have a little bit more sense of urgency tomorrow against these guys than what we did last week.
So will we see maybe some of the other guys?
Oh, there's always that possibility.
Okay, so that's what's going on. That's always like I like to see out of you, Coach. You always throw a little mystery out there. Anyway, on defense, like we said, we didn't have a great day defensively last week against the Dogs. We're going to have to crank it up tomorrow.
We really are, because it's going to come down to the one-on-one battles. You know, again, I think our defensive line, and I know you threw out some stats with the rush, giving up 120 yard. I can live with that. At the end of the day, anytime we can keep them below 150, I feel like we should be successful on the rush defense. So they still got a little bit too much on us with that. But at the end of the day, where Concordia was able to make hay last week was vertical, one-on-one, winning those battles. They went up one-on-one, and I don't know how many big plays we gave up with our young pups at the corners, you know, and we got to do a better job as coaching, but they started off right away hitting us on down the edge on one side, and we just didn't answer the bell.
We're going to have to answer the bell because that's now on tape and everybody's going to see that.
Oh, you knew it was going to happen. You know, certain people, you know, Panhandle was a new team. They really didn't know who we were. You saw Jamestown try a little bit, throw the football, and then Concordia just said, well, this is what we're going to do to win this game. We have to win the one-on-one battles, and they did, and we didn't. So we know we're going to get tested. They're faster at the wide receiver. They're not as long as Concordia is, but they're faster. So that's going to be a tough one for us.
All right, so how do we win this thing?
Well, special teams, number one, we got to flip it. We got to get points. We got to do a better job with our cover team. Our kickoff cover has struggled the first three games, even though we did it one time last week. That's got to get better. Defensively, we just talked about it. We got to win the one-on-one battles in the pass game. Number two, we got to make sure we don't chase ghosts. And I mean by that is when they run their drag routes and their different things like that, we're not chasing people to open up the backside because they'll hit us on the backside. So we got to be smart there. Offensively, run the football. Run the football, reestablish the line of scrimmage, and be physical up front.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks.
Tony Harper, head coach for Hastings College. Again, airtime tomorrow will be at 12 o'clock noon. Kickoff will be at 1 o'clock in Crete, Hastings, and Doan tomorrow on 1230 KHAS.
The Halftime Show has been brought to you by Russ's Market at 7th and Burlington in Hastings. Russ's Market, because quality matters. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on your Hastings link to local high school sports. KHAS Radio.
Hi, this is Kara Tharp, owner of Pat's Auto Repair and Towing in Hastings. My father, Pat, was proud to provide top-notch auto repair service to Hastings and the surrounding area.
This is Pat from Pat's Auto Repair and Towing. We are your AAA-approved auto repair facility, the only one in Hastings.
Today, we provide the same quality service at Pat's that my dad built this business on, making sure that you, the customer, gets your vehicle repaired and back on the road. Thank you for doing business with our family the past 35 years. We look forward to providing you with continuing dependable, affordable, and friendly auto repair service at Pat's Auto Repair and Towing, 305 South Denver in Hastings. Call us today at 402-463-9607.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, producer and engineer Stephanie Brubaker, back here at Alpapik Field in Crete here tonight. Hastings High football. Tigers have the lead over Crete. The score is 23-7 here at the break. Checking some other scores. Kearney has already beaten Omaha Benson tonight. They had an early start. Kearney wins over Benson by the score of 62-0. First quarter, Grand Island out on top of Lincoln North Star, 3-0. Class B games, Grand Island Northwest halftime leading over Seward, 21-14. It is Hastings High leading Crete here, 23-7 at halftime. Class C1, we've got Aurora leading Fairbury at halftime, 13-0. Gothenburg tonight beat O'Neill by a score of 28-0. Halftime score, Valentine 20, Broken Bow 6. Holdridge is trailing Cozad 21-7 in the second quarter. Second quarter score, Milford 7, Central City 6. Halftime score, Kearney Catholic 21, Minden 6. And a second quarter score. Can this be right? Adams Central is out on top of Ord by the score of 36-7. Adams Central with a lead over Ord, 36-7. They got that in the second quarter. We'll double check that score. That was a tight ball game for a long time. Class C2 in the second quarter. Grand Island Central Catholic 17, Centura 13. Halftime score, Sandy Creek out on top of St. Cecilia, 7-0. Donovan Trumbull and Sutton tied up at 16 points apiece at the beginning of the third quarter. Amherst winners, actually they got a lead over Ansley Litchfield at halftime, 28-8. A couple of other scores, it's Overton 32, Pleasanton 20. Wilcox Hildreth a lead over Maywood Hayes Center, 26-22 at halftime. Heartland Lutheran all over Hampton at halftime by a score of 39-13. Your scoreboard update is brought to you by Furniture and Mattress Direct of Hastings. They're located on South Burlington and Hastings, just south of the Sonic Drive-In. There's the kickoff at Hastings High. It was Crete almost coming up with a football here on the near sideline. They kind of pooched it here to the near side.
Yeah, they pooched it right down in front of us very high, and the ball was going to go out of bounds. Hastings had a defender come over here, and he tried to grab it while it was still in bounds. It did go out. Now Jimmy, we were very critical on Jimmy. He threw a flag back there, and now his crew is together chatting about this.
All right, so there's a penalty flag down. The ball did go out of bounds here. It's somewhere around the 24 or 25-yard line. So this is how the second half is going to get started here. 23-7 is the score. Hastings High has got the lead over the Creek Cardinals here in high school football action. And now they're going to pick up the penalty flag, and they're going to give the ball to Hastings High at the 24-yard line. So what Jimmy thought he saw, he didn't see.
Well, he
does a good job there. He picks up the flag, and Hastings High will have the ball.
It's a good crew. Get together. They discuss it. Not to discuss their meal plans later on. They hand off to Sullivan around the right side here, first play.
He's got some room, 25, and then he runs into a couple of Cardinals here at the 30-yard line, out to about the 31. So Hastings has seen Sullivan. He has seen Zade Widener. Carson Shoemaker has got a carry or two here tonight. Hastings High, a very potent running attack in this ball game here tonight against Crete. That was a pickup there of about 7 yards, second down and three.
203 coming into this third quarter here, the Tiger rushing attack in that first half. Very impressive on 24 carries. Sullivan picks up about seven off right side, second down and three.
Here's Sinek. He wants to throw, dances in the pocket, throws the ball downfield. It's going to be caught down here at the 40, down to the 35, down to the 30-yard line. Braden Cavillage makes a sensational catch down there. Finally brought down by Zach Turner, the quarterback on that left side for the Crete defense. That was a great throw by Sinek. A better catch by Braden Cavillage. And it's a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down down here at the 29-yard line.
Just goes to show you what kind of arm Sinek has. That was a bullet right down the middle of the field, right between the hash marks, and a great catch. 41-yard gain all the way down inside the 30 of Crete.
All right, here's Sinek going to hand the ball away. That's a Shoemaker with the ball. Slips inside, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. He takes it into the end zone. Touchdown, that's going to be Sullivan. Not Shoemaker, but Sullivan taking the ball into the end zone for the score from 29 yards out. And the Tigers, bam, just like that, they get into the end zone.
Yeah, kind of hard to see with the jersey crumpled up. Shoemaker, 20, Sullivan, 21, but he gets a handoff off the left side. Again, that offensive line has been so impressive for Charlie and the guys tonight. They've opened up some nice holes. That one there, Sullivan seen a gap off left tackle, and he got there, was able to use his foot speed to get down inside the 10-yard line, had to make one move from there, and he takes it in 29 yards out. Tigers score quickly.
Third touchdown of the season for Trevor Sullivan. Here comes the point after touchdown, and that one is through the pipes. It is good. The PAT is good there by Hastings High, and that's the way the second half starts. Hastings High out on top of the Creek Cardinals here in quarter number three. It's now Hastings 30, Crete 7. You're listening to High School Football.
Your friendly Friesen Ford in Aurora is your destination for sales, service, and parts. Friesen Ford has the vehicle you want right on their lot, with a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, and their friendly sales staff to assist you in a low-pressure environment. Come experience the friendly Friesen Ford difference for yourself today in their state-of-the-art facility located 20 miles east of Grand Island, just off of I-80 in Aurora, or online at FriesenFord.com. For sales, service, parts, trust your friendly Friesen Ford team.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the scoring drive, three plays and 76 yards. They had that 41-yard pass play from Sinek to Braden Cavillage throwing in there. And the touchdown run was 29 yards by Trevor Sullivan for Hastings. Touchdown drive brought to you by Rogers Incorporated of Hastings, where better service built this business.
Wow.
Here's a Mickey. He will kick off now for Hastings. I field it inside the 5-yard line. Back to the 10, working left side to the 15, out to about the 17-yard line. Bringing the ball back there for the Creek Cardinals was Zach Turner.
I say wow because what an impressive start to this second half. Hastings has done it on the ground all night, and then they load up Sinek and throw a 41-yard pass play down the middle. But just three plays it took the Tigers to get in. Lightning in a can. The Tigers have opened this game up. They lead 30-7, and Crete will get the football at their own 17-yard line. Again, Crete scored on one of their seven drives here in the first half. Only 56 yards of total offense for the Cardinals in this football game.
All right, here comes Zach Fry. He's went all the way, and now we've got some motion.
This is the way they started the game out.
Yeah, they had two consecutive penalties to start the ball game. And now Nigel Bridger, he kind of loses his balance in the backfield there. He was set up in the backfield, and then they had too much weight forward, and he kind of falls forward there. And a illegal motion, the illegal procedure call there on the Crete Cardinals. That'll push him back here.
Fourth penalty on the night for Crete. And Nigel, he's the leading ball carrier. Having a tough night. Five carries, 7 yards against this stingy Tiger defense.
First and 15. Tigers have looked impressive here so far here in this ball game. There's a man going in motion to the short side of the field. Now they come back the other way. Fry is going to run the ball. Fry giving ground, and Fry's going to be run out of bounds here at the 11-yard line. Getting over here for the Hastings High defense was Grant Beard. Beard runs him down and runs him out of bounds here at the 11. That was a loss of a couple of yards, so to go down as a quarterback sack there for Beard. And now it's a second down and long for the Crete Cardinals. They've got the ball back here toward their own goal line. Moving from our left to our right here in quarter number three, Hastings High now leading by a score of 30-7.
Well, just almost exactly the way they started this football game out. A couple of penalties, they got deep in their own territory. And with a penalty and now a good defensive play, they're looking at second and forever.
Here's a Fry, sets up a little screen and overthrows Bridger. And Bridger out there, but Fry overthrows him over there at the 10-yard line. So incomplete pass. It is third down and 17 yards to go. Really interested in seeing Adams Central was in a 12-7 ball game in the second quarter. And I look up on our official scoreboard that we have here. And the Patriots now leading Ord by a score of 36-7. In the second quarter, so the Patriots obviously had some good things happen there in period number two.
I will check that. I have a contact at that football game right now.
Third down and 17 yards to go. Fry starts off left. Now he comes back right, throws the ball incomplete. Incomplete pass being pressured again by the Tigers. Intended receiver was Zach Turner. And again, the Crete Cardinals will have to punt deep in their own territory. Update, Hastings St. Cecilia has scored over at Duncan Field. And it's now Sandy Creek 7, Hastings St. Cecilia 7. They're in the third quarter. Hawks are trying to break a two-game losing streak after losing the last two games to Wood River and Gibbon under new head coach Cody Jackson. There's the punt now for Crete. It's not going to be very long. It bounces here at the 35-yard line. Takes a Hastings bounce. It's going to be down there by the Cardinals right around the 33-yard line. So Hastings has already got in the end zone once here in the third quarter. He's got the ball in great field position. We'll start this one in Crete territory at the Cardinal 33.
33-yard line, last drive, three plays, 76 yards. Tigers firmly in control of this football game. Boy, really putting up some big numbers. We'll see what Charlie dials up here. As normal, going to be a couple of wide receivers to both sides. It'll be Sinek all alone in the backfield.
Empty backfield here as Sinek throws the ball out here to Shoemaker. Penalty flags down. Shoemaker 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. But I guess this one's coming back. Shoemaker takes it into the end zone for a touchdown from 33 yards out. But the holding call here on Hastings, penalty flag down. That's going to push the Tigers back.
Nate Nordby, the other guy out there with Carson Shoemaker, was the guilty party. I call Roop sometimes and ask him what he actually seen on that, why I actually seen that one. That was a good
Good call, Rooster.
He threw the first one of the game. I thought, oh, no, we're in for another one of those long nights with him. And he's done a nice job. Looks still the same as he did early in the year.
Yeah, we saw him, this group out in the Cook. Yeah,
in the Cook game.
All right, though, with the penalty, he's going to push the ball back here to the 42-yard line, and now they're going to hand the ball away to Widener. He's got a big hole, 40, 35, breaks onside, 30, 25, 20. He's at the 15, sidesteps a man, takes the ball out of the 10, down to the 8-yard line. Zade Widener running with a mission here tonight. He's got the Crozier Park Pharmacy first down and more as he takes the ball all the way down to the Crete 8-yard line. Jamie, I'm very impressed with what Hastings High is getting done here tonight. They're rushing the football. They're throwing the football. Their defense has been outstanding. This has been a great performance by Hastings High tonight.
Really has. It shows the Tigers can rush the football, not only throw it very well, but it all starts up front, Mike, with that offensive line. I looked at the rosters, and I seen some pretty good size with Creep, but they've been able to move their bodies around very easily tonight.
Here's another handoff to Widener. He's going to take them all the way down to the 2-yard line where he's going to be brought down there by the Crete defense. That's Dylan White in on the stop, but not before Widener takes the ball down to about the 2-yard line. Winds look like they're picking up a little bit here tonight in Crete as this ball game wears on. Tigers comfortably ahead, 30-7 is the score. The wind that we have is to the back of the Tigers. They're set up here, second down and goal from the 2-yard line. Senek throws the ball. It's going to be caught. Shoemaker, touchdown. 2-yard touchdown pass. Nobody out on the Carson Shoemaker. That was an easy touchdown. A 2-yard touchdown pass. Sinek to Shoemaker. And the Tigers now lead 36-7.
Yeah, that was too easy. Crete really had the box filled up, expecting a run by Widener. He's chewed up this Crete Cardinal defense. But again, Sinek just pulls it out, fakes the handoff to Widener off left side, and nobody around Carson Shoemaker. That was too easy. You can't leave him all alone, and they did. He takes it in from 2 yards out. Now Sinek with unofficially 100 yards in the night. The PAT is down. The kick is up, and the kick is good. So Hastings High pouring it on here in Crete with 9:18 left to go here in the third quarter. It's Hastings High 37, the Crete Cardinals 7. You're listening to High School Football on 1230 KHAS.
Trust is earned over generations, not seasons. For over 165 years, the Rank family's been earning that trust where it counts the most, in your fields. And yields, they don't lie. With over 1,000 top finishes in first and state trials over the last 3 years, Rank Seed proves its value through superior genetics and production. One family, 7 generations, all working for your success. Rank means results.
1230 KHAS.
That was a 3-play, 33-yard drive for Hastings High. They get a 2-yard touchdown pass from Jared Sinning to Carson Shoemaker. Touchdown drive brought to you by Rogers Incorporated of Hastings, where better service built this business.
Quick strike offense tonight. 2 drives, 3 plays, touchdowns. 2 drives, 5 plays, and touchdowns. They had 1 long drive. That was a 10-play, 80-yarder. But the Tigers looking good here, as now we got penalty flags on the kickoff. That was the Wayand.
Yeah, he brings the ball back.
He ran the wrong direction for a while.
Braden Cavillage brings him down. But again, penalty flags are down back here. In fact, a couple of penalty flags are down. Probably saw the same thing back here inside the 20-yard line. We've got 9 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the third quarter. There's going to be a holding call, an illegal block there on the Crete return teams. That's going to push them back toward the goal line. 9:10 remaining here in the third quarter, and the Tigers out by 30. It's 37-7 in this one.
That'll be the 5th penalty on the Cardinals here tonight. The Tigers with 5 penalties as well. But, boy, tell you what, Zade Widener, breakout game this season. Widener coming into the game with 171 yards on 24 totes, 8 carries, 123, and one touchdown for Widener. But he had a couple of nice carries on that last drive. Zade having a good night.
All right, here's Fry in there. He's going to stand in the end zone, and now he pitches the ball back. The ball is going to be loose down there inside the 5-yard line, and I think Bridger got back on top of it there. So they run the option play. Bridger had some time coming down with a pitch, a big stack up inside the 5, and I think the Cardinals got on top of it down there. Wow. They dodge a bullet down there, so they're going to give him the 5-yard line. Crete recovers. So the Cardinals will run another play down here with their quarterback standing in the end zone. So they've been hit by a couple of penalties that have given them some bad field position, and now Crete trying to hammer it out here from the shadows of their own goalpost. Second down, 10 yards to go. The ball is sitting right at the 5-yard line. That's the Crete 5. Right again, waiting for the snap from the end zone. Hand off to Bridger, and this time he gets it to about the 12 or 2-yard line. where he's going to be buried here. The Tigers want his safety as they drill him back into the end zone, but the officials are giving forward progress to the two.
I don't know if Evan Morara has relation on this offensive line that somebody's signaling what the snap count is. That kid is flat flying across that offensive line, and he's timing it so perfectly. Obviously has watched some good game film and just getting a lucky start here, but he blew that up at about the 1 yard line, and then a host of Tigers got in there. But Morara, boy, he's having a whale of a ball game here tonight. Now Crete's down back at their own 1 yard line. Boy, trouble brewing here.
And they're going to want to call a timeout to talk things over. The timeout brought to you by Hess Auto Body of Hastings. They're at 208 West South Street in Hastings. You get your vehicle looking good with every little timeout. We'll take a break. 8:22 to play third quarter. Hastings 37, Crete 7.
If you need body work done, see the experts at Hess Auto Body in Hastings. They're located at 208 West South Street. Hess Auto Body does full body repair, windshield repair, painting, and more. Plus, they offer free estimates. Let Hess Auto Body take the worry out of your accident and the dents out of your car. Hess Auto Body at 208 West South Street in Hastings. Call Dave at 460-9542. That's 460-9542. Hess Auto Body at Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College football tomorrow right back here. Same facility, same press box, same spot. Broncos will take on the Doan University Tigers tomorrow, 12 o'clock noon for the pregame show, 1 o'clock for the kickoff. You did bring your jammies tonight, didn't you?
Well, yeah, I did, but I hope you got extra flannel. I'm feeling the breeze coming through. You're going to be chilly.
Here's a handoff. They just keep it on the ground across the 5, 6, 7 yard line. So they get a little breathing room as they hand the ball away to Bridger. Now they're going to have to look at a third down situation. No, that's going to be fourth down. Fourth down, they're going to have to punt from their own end zone. Yeah, I don't know if they've got the heat turned on in the press box here tonight, but if we're going to spend a night in our jammies up here, we might have to cuddle after a while.
Thank goodness this is a big facility, because I'd hate to roll over and be face-to-face with you overnight here in the press box, but that's the way it's going to be. We'll stay right here and be ready. High snap for Crete. They do get the kick off. Fortunately enough, but boy, Hastings is going to get good field position again.
Bounces across the 40, across the 45. He's going to be down, so the Tigers are going to get to great field position. They'll have the ball in the Crete territory. 7:35 to play here in the third quarter. Hastings High has got the lead over Crete to score 37-7. Really anticipated a tight ball game here tonight, but Hastings High has looked good here in this contest, and the Tigers will have the ball back here. They'll have it. They're going to put it down at the 46. Hastings High led at halftime by the score of 23-7. There's a handoff. They're going to keep her on the ground, go straight ahead here as they plow it across the 45 down to about the 42-yard line or so. A pickup of 4 yards in the play. Now Charlie, that's going to be Sullivan carrying the ball. Charlie was going to start shuttling some players here in this third quarter. Sullivan carrying that last one down there for Hastings High down to about the 43. So the pace has slowed up just a little bit here for Hastings High. Wide receivers go left and right now. Empty backfield. Quick pass thrown out here to Shoemaker. Shoemaker working for room. 40, 35, and drug down there. Drug down there at the 35-yard line. Tackle is made by Jacob Kreiser, one of the linebackers for Crete. That's going to be enough for another Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. Shoemaker maneuvers over here by a couple of would-be defenders. Takes the ball now to the 35-yard line.
Tell you what, Shoemaker doing his best. Wandale Robinson out there tonight. Shoemaker, a tough customer. 3 catches on the night, 35 yards. He picks up 8. The 16th first down for the Tigers. He'll be in motion, and he'll stop right beside his quarterback, Jarrett Sinek.
Sinek has got the ball. He's going to hand it away to Shoemaker, 35. Breaks outside the numbers, 30. Look out, 25 to the 20, and he runs out of real estate, and he's run out of bounds over there at about the 15 or 16-yard line. So Shoemaker on a sweep to the wide side of the field. He's going to have enough for another Crozier Park Pharmacy first down as they continue to pile up the first downs here in this ball game.
17th first down here tonight. That one a 16-yard carry for Shoemaker. Just his second one of the night for 21 yards. Boy, there's been a lot of guys touch the football on the ground here tonight. We'll get to all of them at the end of this ball game, but a big night here by the Tiger offense.
Seneca has got the ball, but we got an illegal procedure call. There's another penalty flag. Penalty flag on Hastings High is going to march him back 5 yards. Tigers don't seem to be too concerned with those penalties. They've been able to overcome most of those. Hastings with 37 points on the board here in this ball game against the Creek Cardinals tonight. Hastings has got York next week. That'll be a home game at the Osborne Sports Complex. Tigers are returning home next Friday night. First down, 15 yards to go. The ball is pushed back here to the 24-yard line. Wide receivers again left to right. Sullivan in the backfield to give the ball away to Trevor as he moves the ball inside to 20, down to about the 17-yard line. Tackle is made in there by the Creek defense. Making the stop is Dylan White. White, the 5'11", 180-pound senior for Crete. So they get to 5 yards back and then tack on one or two more yards. We'll call it second down, 8 yards to go. Hastings with the ball at the 18-yard line. Here's a jet sweep this side. Carson Shoemaker to the 15, to the 14-yard line. Where he is brought down right there. Tackle is made in there by Crete, making the stop for the Cardinal defense that time was Gage Schrunk. Schrunk, a 5'11", 170-pound senior, is into the ballgame now for the Cardinals. Hastings High looking at third down. Third down, 5 yards to go. They get the ball at the 14-yard line of Crete. They're in the third quarter. Wide receivers left and right again. Sullivan in the backfield. They hand the ball away to Sullivan. Inside handoff. Sullivan bounces off of a man at the 12. Takes the ball down to the 10-yard line where he's going to be brought down there. Tiger's going to be about a yard or so shy, probably less than a yard. They got to move it in between the 9 and the 10. Nose of the football going to be right at the 10-yard line. So Hastings looking at fourth down, less than a yard to go. They've got a 37-7 lead in this ball game with 4 minutes and some change left in the third quarter. Charlie, Tigers will go for it here.
Yeah, Charlie says, let's see what we got, folks. Sullivan having a good night. 8 carries, 66 yards. 4 tough yards there. We'll see who gets it here on a 4th and 1.
Senek waiting for the ball. He fakes it. Now Senek is going to run with it. He's crossed the 10-yard line. He's got the first down to the 5, down to the 4-yard line. Senek calls his own number, takes it around the right end, moves it down to the 4-yard line, and the Tigers are knocking on touchdown door. They want more here, already with a 30-point lead in this one.
Very impressive here tonight. Jared Senek again, just looking like a 2-3-year starter out there. The way he operates this offense, just cool as a cucumber. And now we've got timeout on the
Oh, you got an injured player down there.
Player. They need to shut the clock off because it continues to
Dylan White.
We need 5 more if that's going to happen.
Dylan White is the guy down here for Crete, so we got an injury timeout. We'll take a break. Break brought to you by Hess Auto Body of Hastings at 208 South Street in Hastings, 357 to play third quarter. Hastings 37, Crete 7.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances, from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out. The best prices, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery in your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business with Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool products.
Rogers Incorporated. Better service built this business.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 37-7 is the score. Hastings High has got the lead. Tigers looking for more. They've got a first and goal. The ball is down here at the 4-yard line of Crete. Hastings again will go with the empty backfield here. Man comes in motion. They fake the ball to Shoemaker, and Senek just takes it in the end zone for the score. Untouched, Senek takes it in from 4 yards out, and the Tigers now lead by a score of 43-7.
Well, we've talked about it all night long, how good that offensive line has played for Charlie and his coaching staff, and that's a case right there. They opened up a big enough hole, we could have drove a tank through it. You, my friend, could have run that one in. That was untouched from 4 yards out, and the Tiger Express is on a roll here tonight.
Benke back into the ball game for the PAT. Ball is down, kick is up, and that one is an end-over-end kick. It heads for the uprights, and it is through the pipes. It is good. The point after touchdown is good. Hastings tacks on seven more here in the third quarter. It's now Hastings 44, Crete 7. You're listening to High School Football on 1230 KHAS.
This is Tom at Burt's Pharmacy. As fall approaches, a reminder that we are starting to book flu shot clinics, so we will come to your office or your place of work and give flu shots for your staff or coworkers. 462-4466 is our phone number, and also Medicare D. Sign up for next year is approaching, so let us take the guesswork out of your planning for next year. Burt's Pharmacy, 402-462-4466, or downtown, 402-462-4343.
1230 KHAS.
All right, one of the longer scoring drives of the night for Hastings High. How about eight plays, 54 yards on that one. Four-yard touchdown run by Jared Sinek. The point after touchdown was good. Touchdown drive brought to you by Rogers Incorporated of Hastings, where better business and better service built this business. Hastings having it all go their way. We're still in the third quarter, 44-7. Is the score. The Tigers have the lead. Benke with the kickoff. Fields at the 13-yard line. Back to the 15, coming near side, giving a little ground, and Wine is going to be chopped down at the 14 or 15-yard line. Down on special teams for Hastings is going to be Jet Samuelson down there on special teams for the Tigers. So it's going to be a first and 10 for Crete. Do we have a penalty flag? I'm looking for penalty flags down here. No penalty flags, so it's going to be the Crete offense coming back out again. The Cardinals not getting a whole lot done here tonight.
No, they're going to be well under 100 yards here at the end of this third quarter, but their starting position, third quarter, own 17, own 5, and here their own 15-yard line, just not able to get anything going.
Tigers coming with a blitz again, and they cross him up a little bit as Bridger takes the ball across the 15 to about the 17-yard line. So a pickup of 3 yards in the play. Blitz was coming on the other side of the line as a Marrero was coming, and they ran it back the other way. So Bridger picks up a couple of yards in the play, but still not much there. A couple of yards, if that.
I've got Crete total offense right where they were at the hope that ain't thunder. Right at the end of the second quarter halftime break. 56 yards. They've got 5 carries, no yards. And just a couple of pass plays for both incompletions. The quarterback in Fry is 1 of 14 tonight.
Fry's going to run the option play, and he's going to keep the ball himself as he dives for the 20-yard line. So give him a pickup of 3 yards on the play. I don't think it's thunder. I think the winds are coming up and blowing through our field microphones down there. Hopefully it's not going to thunder, because if there's thunder, there's lightning, and that's
not good.
Usually not the case.
We don't need that.
We don't need that.
Not in our lodging area. No storms in here tonight.
I hope this thing
hope it holds up.
It holds up and doesn't leak water.
No.
Could see some rain tonight. Third down here for Crete. Third down at about 5 yards to go from the 20-yard line. Here comes the blitz again. The Tigers on the move, and a pass is going to be swatted down by Marrara again. He was coming on the blitz and swatted the ball down there for Hastings High. It's going to be incomplete in his fourth down.
It is incredible how he is timing the snaps just perfectly. There was not a lineman that got a hand on him. He was through the line of scrimmage and in the backfield to disrupt that. Fry wanted to, hand the football off to Bridger, and then Marrara was that deep in there, forced him to the far side of the field. He tried to throw it downfield. I don't know to who, but it was batted down. Boy, I tell you, all over this Crete offense tonight has been this Tiger D, and now Hastings is going to get good field position again.
There's the kick, and the Tigers fumble the ball, but they fall back on top of it here, back here at the 48-yard line.
That was Nauert back there for the Tigers.
All right, so Hastings will come back out. We've got the running clock now here in the second half with the Tigers out on top by a score of 44-7. Hastings is going to go to 4-1 after this one here tonight. Crete's going to drop to 2 wins and 3 losses, and that's going to be the end of the third quarter as Hastings will just let the clock expire here in this third period. So three quarters in the books. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 44, Crete 7. You're listening to High School Football.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Downey Drilling in Lexington is a proud supporter of all the area athletes. Downey Drilling designs and installs complete water well systems for all your water well needs. We drill wells for agriculture, municipal, commercial, domestic, residential, and geothermal loop fields. From the well drilling to the pump installation and service, Downey Drilling Incorporated is your complete water well provider that takes pride in providing outstanding service to all its customers. Online at downeydrilling.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, and producer and engineer Stephanie Brubaker back here at Al Papik Field in Crete. Hastings with a lead over the Crete Cardinals here tonight. The score is 44-7 as we start the fourth quarter. And now Hastings High has got their second teamers in there. As Crete moves the ball, or Hastings moves the ball all the way down here to the 42-yard line. Bo Dreher is now in there at quarterback for Hastings. 5'10", 145-pound sophomore. He carries the ball there. Dreher has rushed for 16 yards so far this season. He's attempted six passes, completed three of those, three of six for Bo Dreher. So Senix night is over. Dreher's going to hand the ball away. We'll get the new guys out there as the second and third teamers are into the ball game now for Hastings High. Running the football there for Hastings is, I think that's Gavin White carrying the ball. Gavin White takes it down to about the 38-yard line. They'll give him 3 yards on the play, so pick up a three on the play there.
Going to be a lot of personnel coming in and out for Charlie here the rest of this football game.
Cooper Hunsley is into the ball game, a sophomore at running back now. There's a pass to the far side. It's headed out of the hands of the intended receiver in Samuelson. He had it in his hands, and it popped out of there. Incomplete pass, and it's third down.
Mike, we'll get you some numbers brought to you by the Family Medical Center of Hastings, your family's home for health care, located at 1021 West 14th Street in Hastings. For Crete, just 58 yards through three quarters on 27 plays. For the Tigers, 423 total, 108 through the air, 315 on the ground. The Tigers with 19 first downs and a lot of guys with some big numbers here tonight.
It's third down here, third down and 7 yards to go. There's a pass. It's almost intercepted. Almost intercepted there by Crete getting his hands on it. That's Schmeck Pepper. That's the man that you chose out of the roster earlier tonight.
You did good. I had all week to really do nothing but to do football prep, and that was one out of the two games we're going to do was the most challengeable one, but you did
Schmeck
very
Pepper,
good.
That's,
Schmeck Pepper.
Okay.
Schmeck
right.
Pepper.
Fourth down here for Hastings High, 4th and 7. Tigers will go for it, leading in this ball game by a score of 44-7. Backing up is Bo Dreher. Dreher has got the ball. Now he's got to run with it. He's got a little seam here. Now he fumbles the football and is going to be recovered here by Crete. So Dreher trying to get to the first down stakes. He forgot the loaf of bread there, and it falls out of his hands, and Crete gets on top of it. I think that's the third turnover for Hastings High tonight.
Third Tiger fumble here tonight, and Dreher, I think, was trying to get the football down. He knew where he needed to take it for a first down and got hit from behind from one of the D linemen. And, again, you got to keep a hold of that football. You have to carry it to class every day if you have too many of them.
Yeah, who was doing that?
No, it wasn't Washington. It was, we're getting old. I'll come up with that here shortly. But, yeah, that's what happens up in Lincoln when you fumble a lot. You got to carry a football around, but it falls to turf. Third fumble here tonight for Hastings. Crete takes over at their own 31-yard line.
The Cardinals have not done much offensively, obviously, in this game, trailing by the score of 44-7. Here's a running play here across the 40 out to the 41-yard line. Running the football there is Schmeckpepper. He's now on offense. He's everywhere. He was on defense on that last possession. Now he's going to run the football a little bit here for the Creek Cardinals. We've got a running clock here in the fourth quarter. 8 minutes to go in this ball game. Hastings out on top of Crete by a score of 44-7. Hastings led 16-0 at the end of the first quarter. It led 23-7 at halftime. The Tigers have played extremely well here in this football game here tonight. There's a running play straight up the gut there. Nigel Bridger inches the ball to the 42-yard line. This could be enough for a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down here for Crete with 7.5 minutes to play. Cardinals will send a couple of wide receivers out to the left side, one wide receiver to the right. That's a Bridger in the backfield. Hastings High again showing blitz here. Hastings High right at the line of scrimmage. They hand the ball away to Bridger, and Bridger angles off on the right side out to about the 44-yard line. Herrera is still in the ball game for Hastings High, and he was coming on the blitz there, trying to get the Crete offensive line to jump a little bit as he comes rushing up to the line of scrimmage, but could not get to the quarterback. Second down and 8 yards to go. There's a pickup of 2 on that last play. Under 7 minutes to play here in the ball game. We've got the player of the game, the coach's post-game show, and then we'll get you the scoreboard show here tonight. Might be able to get you some bonus coverage on one of the other games going on throughout the area tonight. We've got coverage of Sutton and Donovan Trumbull and Adams Central and Ord on our network of stations here tonight. There's a quick pass thrown out to the near side. It's going to be caught over here by Wyan, and he's going to be tackled on the play. Across the 45, out to the 47-yard line. So a completed pass. Pickup of about 4 yards in the play. Going to bring up third down and 6 yards to go. So third down and 6. Hastings High going to go to 4-1 after this one tonight to get ready to play York next Friday night at the Osborne Sports Complex. Under 6 minutes to go. There's a long pass thrown down the right sideline. It's going to be incomplete. It's going to be incomplete. But the clock will continue to run. Now it's going to bring up a fourth down situation, fourth down and 6. I sent you scrambling to the books, didn't I?
It's terrible. Because I know when I tell you this, you're going to go, oh, yeah.
Well, it's one of the running backs.
Dedrick Mills.
Yeah, that was Dedrick Mills who was carrying the ball around. The guy who fumbled it a couple of times last week.
Yeah, carried it around all week long, so the Tiger defense stands tall again. And, again, you talked about how quick this fourth quarter will go. We're going to be under 5 minutes here when the Tigers get the football.
Here comes the kick. The punt, Hastings High will field it. Now he's got the ball to 20. He's got a wall set up, 25-30, 35-40, 45-50, down his sideline, and finally run out of bounds over there on the far side, down around the 42 or 43-yard line.
38-yard return by Nauert. Into the game there for Charlie Shoemaker on special teams. You won't see him out here on offense, I would not expect, as you'll see anybody that suited up for this football game get in. It's good to get a little varsity football experience. Tigers moving along very nicely. We'll get the numbers at the end of this football game, but a lot of individuals doing a nice job. But, boy, you got to give that offensive line a lot of credit. They did a great job tonight run blocking for this core of running backs that Charlie's got.
There's a Bo Dreher. He fakes the ball. He's going to run it around the left end, and he gets the ball into the 41. Adams Central continues to lead Ord 36-13. They are now in the third quarter of play. Goodwin brewing up there in Donovan tonight. Sutton has got the lead over Donovan Trumbull 22-16. They're now into the fourth quarter. And Sandy Creek and Hastings St. Cecilia still tied up at 7 points apiece in quarter number 3 down at Duncan Field. Second down, 9 yards to go. He sees the ball at the 41. Quick pass thrown to the far side. It's going to be caught over there. A short gain to about the 36-yard line. Reception is made over there by the Tigers. That's Thomas Hoffman, who's into the ball game now for Hastings High. Hoffman, a 5'10", 150-pound junior. Hastings College in Doan tomorrow here from this exact same field. We'll be in the exact same spot tomorrow. Alpapig Field on the air tomorrow at 12 o'clock noon for the pregame show. 1 o'clock for the kick, 1 o'clock for the kickoff. Hastings and Doan coming up tomorrow. They'll be meeting for the 118th time. Doan has got a 54-53 advantage over Hastings, and there's been 10 ties. So a rivalry that got started back in the late 1890s, they tell us. You're going to renew the rivalry tomorrow. It'll be a good time. This is always a great place for Hastings and Doan.
It is. When we've left here very happy. We have left here very sad and dejected. I seen one of the former players put a put a post on Facebook today. Says, friends don't let friends go to Doan. I thought that's pretty funny.
All right, here's Dreher with the ball. Dreher gets outside. Look out. Dreher is at the 30-yard line to the 25 to the 20. Tigers want more as Dreher takes the ball down to the 18-yard line. So, Bull Dreher carrying the ball there for Hastings High. That's going to be enough for a Crozier Park Pharmacy first down. They move her down inside the 20-yard line now with 2 minutes and 8 seconds to play. Player of the game, coach's post-game show, and a scoreboard show coming up here. And before we get out of here tonight, Bo Dreher is going to send the wide receivers left and right. Dreher is now going to hand the ball away, and that's going to be blown up here in the backfield. Running the ball there was Samuelson. Good penetration there by the Crete defense that time. Samuelson is thrown for a loss. Down to a minute and 45 seconds to play. Hastings High now push back. Here was our penalty flag down. Yeah. There was a penalty flag. That's going to push the ball back here to the 34-yard line.
7 penalties tonight on Hastings. 5 on Crete. Been a lopsided ball game. You look at my stat sheets, and boy, there isn't a lot of pencil marks on the right side for the Crete Cardinals here tonight.
Good performance by Hastings High in all facets of the ball game here tonight. First down, 26 yards to go for the Tigers. They fake the sweep there, and Bo Dreher is going to call his own number again as he moves it across the 30 down to the 29-yard line. Tigers obviously far short of a first down, still got about 19 or 20 yards to go, but they're not concerned. Tigers comfortably ahead 44-7 here in this football game. We're down to a minute and 11 seconds to play. Two wide receivers will go to the left side of the formation. One wide receiver will go to the right. Bo Dreher is your quarterback now for Jarrett Senek. Here's a Dreher, sprints out right side, throws the ball. That's going to be incomplete. Down around the 21 or 22-yard line, incomplete pass. Clock will continue to run here. Intended receiver over there was Thomas Hoffman again for Hastings High. So now the Tigers looking at third down and still about, 20 yards to go, 21 yards to go from here. We're down to 30 seconds to play. If I were these guys, I'd be rushing up to the line of scrimmage. Let's run one more play here, guys. Bo Dreher is going to send wide receivers left and right here on third down and long. Dreher waiting for the snap. He's got it. Hands the ball away. Sliding through there across the 30, 25, down to the 22-yard line. Running the football there for Hastings High was a Cooper Hunsley. And that should be the end of the ball game as Hastings High is going to wrap up an impressive win tonight over the Crete Cardinals. Final score, Hastings High 44, Crete 7. Hastings will improve to 4-1 on the season. They'll get ready to play York next Friday night. Crete will drop to 2 wins and 3 losses. So the Tigers, too much for Crete here tonight. They beat the Cardinals 44-7. Back with a recap after this.
Whatever the Midwest weather brings, you can rely on a York comfort system to keep your home comfortable all year. York systems are smarter, more connected, and more efficient than ever before, cutting your energy costs by as much as 50%. Plus, all York residential products have some of the best warranties in the industry. Your York Midwest dealer is Rutz Heating and Air in Hastings and Kearney. Go to rutzheating.com, proudly serving the entire Tri-City area. Learn how you can move up to a new line of comfort and efficiency for your home.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's uses environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust, at 201 South Hastings Avenue in Hastings. Gary Michaels Clothiers is welcoming the change of seasons with a wardrobe event. Select any suit or sport coat and pant and receive a dress shirt and tie free. A $100 value free. Designers like DKNY, Calvin Klein, S. Cohen, Michael Kors, and Austin Reed. Professionally tailored for the office or any event. New fall merchandise arriving daily in the ladies department, now newly expanded in Kearney. Accessorize with hobo handbags, Brighton accessories, shoes, and leather goods. Gary Michaels Clothiers, downtown Hastings and Kearney.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings High wins it here tonight over Crete. The final score of 44-7. Hastings scoring first on a 26-yard field goal from Briar Minky to make it a 3-0 ball game. Tigers got a couple of Jared Senick touchdowns in the first quarter, one from 26 yards and one from 1 yard. Hastings led 16-0 after one. Tigers then commit a pass interference on a fourth down call. They would have had the ball out toward midfield, but they give Crete a little bit of life, and the Cardinals took advantage of that. Got a 28-yard touchdown run from their quarterback, Zach Fry, to make it a 16-7 ball game. Tigers come right back and go on a 10-play, 80-yard drive at the end of the first half. Zade Widener takes it in to make it a 23-7 ball game in favor of Hastings High. Tigers scoring in their first possession of the second half, a 3-play, 76-yard drive. They use a 41-yard pass from Jarrett Senick to Braden Cavillage to get him in position, and then a 29-yard run by Trevor Sullivan got him in the end zone. That made the score 30-7 in favor of Hastings High. Tigers scoring on a 3-play, 33-yard drive. They get a 2-yard touchdown pass from Jarrett Senick to Carson Shoemaker to make it 37-7. And then Jarrett Senick toward the end of the third quarter going in from 4 yards out. And Hastings High adds the PAT 44-7. Hastings High knocks off the Crete Cardinals tonight. Great night for Jarrett Senick in the ball game here tonight.
Yeah, really big numbers put up. Just figuring all the Tiger individuals, trying to make sure I list all of them. A lot of them that had a big, big part of this offense here tonight. Your final game numbers brought to you by the Family Medical Center of Hastings, your family's home for health care, located at 1021 West 14th Street in Hastings. For the Cardinals tonight, just a tough night getting anything going. Their quarterback, Zach Fry, finished tonight just 2 of 17, 13 yards, 1 interception on the night. The Crete offense with 22 carries and 62 yards, so 75 yards of total offense for Crete in this football game. Look on the other side for Hastings High, some big numbers put up. The two quarterbacks for Hastings combined of 11 of 17 passing, 113 yards and one touchdown. There was 43 rushes tonight, 354 yards on the ground for the Tiger offense. So 467 on 60 offensive plays. Individual leaders, there's a bunch. Jared Sinek's numbers, 10 of 13, 108 yards and one touchdown. Sinek also with 15 carries, 97 yards. So 215 all-purpose yards for Sinek here in the football game. Zade Widener leading the way rushing, 8 carries, 123 yards, and a touchdown. Trevor Sullivan in the football game. Sullivan finishes with 7 carries and 62 yards in the football game. Carson Shoemaker with 3 carries, 25 yards in the game as far as carries go. Receiving leaders tonight, Brendan Cavillage with the leading receiver here tonight. And again, not a lot of numbers, kind of surprisingly, out of this offense. But Cavillage with 2 catches and 50 yards. And Carson Shoemaker with 3 catches, 35 yards. And he had the lone touchdown in the football game. But got to be all smiles around the yellow or the orange and black on the far sidelines. We'll get a word out of Charlie here momentarily, but very impressive performance as they continue their march. Now the Tigers at 4-1 on the season.
So Hastings High wins at an easy time here tonight with Crete winning by the score of 44-7. Stay tuned. We got the player of the game coming up next in the coach's postgame show. You're listening to High School Football on 1230 KHAS.
play-by-play of tonight's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the player of the game and the coach's post-game show on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS.
Are you tired of receiving paper bills and calling the utilities to obtain account information? Customer Connect, the utilities department online web service, allows you to view your account and utility details online anytime. Customer Connect is a free service and enables our customers to receive e-bill notifications, access payment and usage history, and pay an account online. For more information about Customer Connect, log on to cityofhastings.org and click on the Utilities Department or call 402-463-1371.
It's time now for the Player of the Game on 1230 KHAS.
Six High wins it here tonight over Crete. Final score of 44-7. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Again, Tigers quarterback Jared Senek had a big night here tonight. He scores four touchdowns, or he was part of four touchdowns. He rushes for three. He passes for one for the Hastings High Tigers. Zade Widener also goes over 100 yards tonight. He scores a touchdown. Eight totes of the ball, 123 yards. In the ball game, Braden Cavillage had a couple of receptions and 50 yards for Hastings High. On defense, Elvin Marrera was a horse here tonight. All candidates for our Player of the Game. We'll come back and name our winners right after this.
Where you're a neighbor, not a number, we're Custom Pack.
This week at Custom Pack of Hastings, get lean boneless butterfly pork chops, only $2.77 a pound. A 35-ounce bag of frozen wing drumettes, only $4.88 each. And USDA Select whole beef briskets, only $3.49 a pound. It's all at Custom Pack of Hastings.
At Custom Pack, you're a neighbor, not a number.
Our players of the game tonight for Hastings High, first of all on offense for Hastings, Jared Senek. Again, he had a great night, 10 out of 13, throwing the ball 108 yards and a touchdown. Senek also rushes 15 times for 97 yards and three touchdowns for Hastings. So 215 yards of all-purpose yards for Jared Senek in the ball game tonight. And then defensively, Alvin Marrera, how many times did we call his name tonight? He blew up a lot of plays for Crete. He had a good ball game on the defensive side of the ball. So congratulations to Jared Senek and Alvin Marrera, our players of the game tonight as Hastings High knocks off Crete by the score of 44-7. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to High School Football on 1230 KHIS.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game on 1230 KHAS. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the coaches' post-game show up next on 1230 KHAS.
Are you suffering from arthritis pain or recovering from surgery or injury? Maybe you're trying to exercise and the pain makes it difficult. If so, you should consider warm water aquatic therapy as part of your solution. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings can help you feel better in a 94-degree heated therapy pool. You don't even have to know how to swim, walk, exercise, and float your way to feeling better. So if you or your doctor are considering aquatic therapy, contact PTSR or visit our website, ptsrhastings.com.
The Coach's Postgame Show is brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel, 405 West South Street in Hastings. Now, back to the broadcast booth with Mike Will and Jimmy Purcell.
All right, back here in Crete, Alpapic Field. And if you know anything about this field, Jimmy, they are way over there, and they dress clear over here. And
we are over here.
Yeah, we're on the other side of the field. So we'll see if we're going to have a Charlie Shoemaker make his way up here before we get out of here tonight.
I spotted Amy's with a lot of fans and a big gathering of family. I remember the McCook game. He had a big gathering of family.
We weren't clear over here, and he was clear over there. But yeah. My alarm clock is set for tomorrow, so we'll see what happens. Anyway, some other scores we might pass along to you. Hastings Saints has come back and has beaten Sandy Creek tonight. They got a late touchdown to beat Sandy Creek by a score of 13-7. So the Hawks breaking a two-game losing streak. They pick up a big win over Sandy Creek tonight at Duncan Field, 13-7 over the Cougars. Adams Central rolling along. They had a big second quarter tonight, and the Patriots have got the lead over Ord to score 50-13. A big game up in Donovan tonight was won by the Sutton Mustangs as they beat Donovan Trumbull tonight by a score of 22-16. We've got all the scores coming up on the scoreboard show in just a few minutes. We'll take our break and come back. You're listening to High School Football on 1230 KHIS.
Coley Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946 with over 70 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Coley Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you are building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street, open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evening and Saturday by appointment. Coley Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
All right, Charlie Shoemaker is not going to be able to make his way to the broadcast booth here tonight. Plus, we're high in the air in this facility, too. It's like we're going to have to take a chopper. I'm kind of concerned with Tony tomorrow. Tony might need a chopper to get up here. Anyway,
little buddy knows where we're at, but yes, for his little legs, it takes a lot for him to get up here at the end of a game.
44-7, the final score. Hastings High wins it. I think a pretty impressive performance here for the Tigers in this one.
Yeah, very good. Hastings showed tonight that they can not only just throw the football, that they're one-dimensional, they can also run it. That offensive line, I thought, played a tremendous game. Out of the football games that we have done, I thought this was by far their best night blocking offensively for the running backs. A couple of backs really had some big night. Zade Widener had a great night, but again, giving protection to Sinek when he needed to throw it, they really showed that they kind of a double-headed monster, and they're gonna make some waves in down the road in Class B here.
All right, so Hastings High wins it. They'll play York next Friday night. We'll stick around here at the field, and we've got Hastings College football coming your way tomorrow here on 1230 KHIS. The Broncos will be playing here against the Doan University Tigers. On the air with a pregame show at 12 o'clock noon, and the kickoff will be at 1 o'clock as Hastings will play Doan for the 118th time in their all-time rivalry. So that'll wrap things up for high school football tonight. We got the scoreboard show coming up next for Jimmy Purcell and my producer and engineer back at the radio station, Stephanie Brubaker. I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Crete.
The Coach's Postgame Show has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel, 405 West South Street in Hastings. Call 402-463-5678. High School Football on 1230 KHAS Hastings has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.